live from the Sea of Red, Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary, Alberta. It's NHL Faceoff 2015 as the Flames get set to renew their heated rivalry with the Vancouver Canucks. Derek Wills alongside Peter Labardius on our flagship station, Sportsnet 960 The Fan, as we get set for what should be a great game between two teams who have become arch enemies. And when you think back in time, the rivalry between the Flames and the Oilers, the Battle of Alberta, used to be one of the best rivalries in the National Hockey League, but that's faded away. I think it's starting to come back. But when you look at the last five or so seasons, this rivalry between the Flames and the Canucks has been terrific.
I think it goes back even farther than that. The funny thing that's occurred in about the last decade in this province is generally, whether it's the Flames or the Oilers, the Canucks have been their number one rival, and vice versa at times. And there's nothing like a playoff series. Oh, here we go.
We got a fight. 2 seconds into the game, Derek Dorsett and Michael Ferland. Ferland hammering Dorsett with rights. Ferland hammering Dorsett, who gets knocked down, gets back up, and then gets tossed down again by Ferland. What a way to start the season.
Welcome to 2015-2016. And what did I just say? Nothing like a playoff series to set the tone. You just saw perfect evidence of it.
Well, old Ferland did all right there against the tough guy in Dorsett, who I give credit to, because the Canucks clearly had a score to settle with Ferland, and they get it settled 2 seconds into the season. On that note, since they have some work to do a couple of seconds into this contest, the on-ice officials tonight might have their hands full. The referees, number 28, Chris Lee, and number 29, Ian Walsh. The linesman, number 79, Keel Murchison, and number 91, Don Henderson. And the place is buzzing already, Lou.
Well, that would have a tendency to do it, I would suggest.
All right. Well, the puck drops for a second time. And now we're really underway as Mark Giordano will bank the puck off the blade of Michael Backlund sticking into the Canucks zone. Back to get it is Alexander. He gets hit hard by Lance Boma. And now Boma's going to pick up the puck in the far corner. He slides it down to Michael Frolik. Frolik will dangle into the far corner and play it in behind the Canucks net. Boma and Backlund in there on the forecheck. Backlund, a big body check, knocks the puck away from Chris Tanev. And now Tanev battles and gets it back. He'll take it in behind the Canucks net. The Flames race to their bench to make an early change. 40 seconds into a scoreless, but not fightless, first period. Here's Dennis Weidman back at his own zone. He'll lug it up the middle and snap a pass ahead. Yuri Hudler drops to Johnny Gaudreau, steps it and shoots it. He stops. Rebound swatted towards the net by Sean Monahan. A baseball-style swing, couldn't make contact. But back in the Flames zone with the Canucks across the blue line offside.
Johnny Gaudreau with the opening chance of the season. The Flames stretch it out to Hudler, who accepts it on his backhand side and has Gaudreau coming with speed through the middle of the ice in a lane, and Miller had to make a pretty good save. Now, Gaudreau was not at the world's best angle. Good breakout, good chance for the Flames' number one group.
An action-packed opening minute in this, the opening game of the season. Faceoff outside the Flames' blue line. Matt Stajan wins it against rookie Jared McCann. Puck picked up in the neutral zone and now dumped into the Flames zone by Matt Bartkowski. Alex Burrows in to get it. Big loss for the Canucks when he got knocked out of that first-round series last year, Lou.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Scary incident right in this building.
It was at the morning skate. An ambulance pulled up to Scotiabank Saddle Dome, took him to the hospital. Turns out he was okay, but did not return for the remainder of that series. Puck loose in the neutral zone. Brandon Bolig will pick it up, picking the pocket of Adam Cracknell. Bolig in with a wicked wrist shot right into the gut of the goaltender, Ryan Miller. Brandon Bolig scored not once, but twice in the Flames' 4-3 overtime victory over the Canucks at Rogers Arena in Vancouver last Saturday.
In better shape, told us he was way more focused in his training than he had been. He's way happier to be in Calgary than he was at this time last year, and it has really shown early.
He's off to Miller's right. Monahan wins the draw, gets a pass from Gaudreau, but can't get a shot off. Now Hudler centers, it's loose in the blue paint, and Miller will smother the puck.
Not an easy save. That centering pass of Hudler didn't make it to a flame. It went off a defender's stick, and Miller had to be really alert to make the glove save to prevent the Flames from scoring the season-opening goal. Not an easy stop at all. It went off Lucas Vesa's stick.
Two shifts, two good chances for the Flames' number one line. Another faceoff coming up to Miller's right. What we'll call the second line of Michael Backlund, Lance Boma, and Michael Frolik on the ice there at forward. Mark Giordano and Dougie Hamilton on defense.
And as I expected, when you see the Sedins out, you'll see this Flames line on the ice, the Backlund group.
Brandon Sutter wins the draw and sends it out to center. Henrik Sedin slides it ahead to Daniel, who spins back to the right point and now gives the puck away to Hamilton. He'll bounce it off the boards to Backlund, and he'll chip it into Canucks territory. Frolik goes in after it, and he'll pick it up. He whacks it in beyond the Canucks net. Lucas Spezza back to get it, drops it off. Being pressured, coughing it up is Ben Hutton. Here's Backlund, left point Giordano, winds and fires, terrific trapper stop by Miller.
Michael Backlund's off to a great start in this game. Forced a turnover, good body position behind the net, slid around, found Giordano by himself at the left point, but Miller had a good long look at it.
And when you and I were watching today's morning skate, what did we see? Michael Backlund and Bob Hartley having a heart-to-heart.
Almost looked like he challenged him. Well, it's been answered in the opening 2:15.
Ace off to Miller's right again. The Flames spending a lot of time in the Canucks zone early in this opening period, which is still scoreless 2.5 minutes in. The Flames put what we'll call their third line on the ice. Sam Bennett between, well, Johnny Gaudreau right now and Josh Juris. They're up front, Chris Russell and Dennis Wideman on the back end. Gaudreau's going to pick the pocket of Brandon Prust and hold the puck into the Canucks line. Almost got run over. Big open ice body check by Bo Horvat. Maybe the most exciting young player on this Canucks roster. Horvat will pick it up. Backhanded in behind the Flames net. Russell back to get it. Gives it to Gaudreau up the left wing side. Gaudreau slides it out to center ahead to Juris, who crosses the red line and dumps it in. Flames will head to their bench to change as Bartkowski picks it up for the Canucks. He carries it across the red line to the Flames blue line and dumps it in. Derek Englund back to grab it. Slides it up the near side to Brett Kulak, making his home debut for the Flames in the regular season. And his parents, Gil and Laura, are here at the Saddle Dome tonight to cheer him on. Here's Yannick Hansen, far quarter. Down low to Jared McCann. He gets knocked down by Brett Kulak. Nice body check along the end boards by the youngster. Now the puck spurts free behind the net. McCann trying to feed it in front. Gets wrapped up by Stajan. And now Burrows has got it. He'll circle back to the left point, step in and try a shot. He fans on it. And now Bolig will send it out the center ahead to Stajan, but it's smartly whacked away from him by McCann. And the Canucks will play it back into Flames territory.
Good first shift in the league for Jared McCann, making his NHL debut. McCann, the 24th overall pick, first rounder of the Canucks in 2014.
Here's Kulak up the left wing side to Bolig, but we've got a stoppage and a penalty call coming up.
High sticking is the call, and it's going to go to the Flames as they check Adam Cracknell, a one-time Flames pick, and we'll see if it's two or four.
Mark Giordano, the captain, came over to chat with the referee and got told to take off.
Derek Englund inadvertently, he was really trying to protect himself on the Cracknell forecheck, and his stick stayed up and clipped him.
The Flames head to the penalty kill. Still nothing on the clock.
2 minutes.
There's 2 minutes. A high-sticking minor for Derek Englund, and this Flames penalty kill is powered by GSL GM City. Visit GSL for massive savings on all hail-damaged vehicles. GSL GM City, simple, honest, different. Canucks with a face-off. Daniel Sedin bouncing it off Kari Rommel and just wide of the Flames net. And now Henrik trying to hold it and can't. And we've got another whistle signaling high sticking. This time the puck was knocked down with a high stick.
By the Canucks, which means with the Canucks on the power play, the face-off will come all the way back deep to the right of Ryan Miller, who's made a couple of tough saves early in this contest. Miller, 35 years of age all of a sudden in the second year of that multi-year deal.
Backlund and Boma start up front and are quickly replaced by Stajan and Frolik for this part of the Flames penalty kill. On the back end, Giordano and Hamilton are paired up. Here comes Alex Edler across his blue line out to center. Drops the puck back for Henrik Sedin, who weaves his way in and leaves it for Daniel up the left wing side. He'll bank it off the boards to the left point. Alex Edler, a shot stop. Loose puck in front. Daniel can't get it. Henrik does. He'll drop. Edler into the far circle for Batterwill to drive. And he fires it over top of the Flames net. The puck comes heavily off the end boards and slides all the way into the Canucks zone. Edler, long lead pass to Henrik Sedin, who has to retreat from the Flames zone. The Canucks got caught offside. And now they'll bring it across the offensive blue line, but it does not stay in Flames territory long. That's cleared back at a Canucks territory as Tanev goes back to retrieve it. Here comes Chris Tanev across his blue line. Slides it up the left wing side. The former Flame, Sven Berchi, starting the season on the Canucks' second line. And he's a pretty happy camper. Here's Burrows, right point for Tanev with 43 seconds left in the Canucks power play. Now Horvat into the near quarter. Burrows will play it right point to Hutton. Hutton gives it back to Burrows, who steps in and shoots. And that's booted away by Rommel. Horvat was there looking for the redirection. Puck to the left point. Hutton, a shot stop. Rebound. Burrows diving. Flips it over the Flames net. And he had some room, Lou.
He did. He was off balance, which helped the Flames cause.
20 seconds left in the Flames penalty. Berchi taps the puck right point to Hutton, who gives it back to Berchi near side. Berchi shoots. That shot blocked by Chris Russell, who led the National Hockey League in shot blocks with 283 last season, 74 more than any other player. So it's no surprise to see him put himself in front of the puck. The Canucks' power play has come to an end. A couple of close calls, but the Flames do kill it off. We're 6 minutes into the first period of the first game of the season, and the Flames and the Canucks are still scoreless here at the Saddle Dome. Puck is shot in. Giordano back to get it. Hamilton in the far quarter to help him out. Plays it up the far side to Hudler, who gives the puck to Monahan, one of the alternate captains. Monahan to Hamilton. Hamilton shoots and misses the Canucks net. Dougie Hamilton jumping up into the rush gets a great scoring chance.
Well, there's what Dougie Hamilton can bring. 6'5". Moves down the ice like a gazelle. Monahan with a wonderful pass in the neutral zone. Hamilton by himself and shot it wide.
What a start to the season here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome tonight. A fight 2 seconds in and a pretty good hockey game between the Flames and the Canucks, who are renewing their rivalry. Same way the Canucks season ended, begins with a game against the Flames. 13:35 to play in the first. Still no score here in Calgary. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You're listening to CFAC 960 AM Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960.
You know, there's only 15 Volkswagen dealerships in all of Canada that have been awarded the elite Wolfsburg Crest Club. And Cell Centre Volkswagen is one of them. We like to think we're the friendliest dealership in southern Alberta, where we really appreciate your business. Our entire goal is to be dedicated to providing you with quality service, fair pricing, and a relaxed buying experience. Come see us in South Calgary at 11527 29th Street Southeast, or check out our online resources at cellcentervw.com.
Are you staycationing this summer? Invest in your backyard and create your own oasis at Paradise Bay Patios and Spas, Calgary's patio superstore. They've got more than 50,000 square feet of patio furniture with hundreds of sets in stock, and truckloads more are arriving every week. Whether you want affordable or luxurious, they've got just what you're looking for. Plus, all their furniture is specifically designed for Calgary's climate. Paradise Bay Patios and Spas has outdoor life covered with hot tubs, patio sets, gazebos, pergolas, and more. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
Cal Tire is now a proud partner with AMA and offers AMA rewards. All AMA members now get $50 off a set of four tires, 10% off all mechanical parts and labor, and 25% off tire storage at all Alberta Cal Tire locations.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
13 and a half minutes to play in the first period here at the Saddle Dome. Still no score in this opening night battle between the Flames and the Canucks. And Lou, it has been a battle.
It has been a lot of fun, and we're less than seven in.
And now a steal for Frolik, picking the pocket of Miller behind the Canucks net. Todd Edler's there to recover the puck, and now Frolik steals it from him. What a forecheck by one of the newest members of the Flames, Michael Frolik.
Get used to it.
And now he steals it from Tanev. Frolik shoots, Miller. Wheeler the save. Loose puck. Backlund shoots and misses high. Here's Frolik in the far corner now. He'll feather the puck in beyond the Canucks net. And after a great shift, race to the Flames bench to make a line change. Welcome to Calgary, Michael Frolik.
So smart. So intelligent.
So fit.
That too.
Finished first in the team's fitness testing, which says a lot on a very fit team. Maybe the fittest in the National Hockey League. Puck played up the far boards. Here's the reigning Lady Byng Trophy winner, Yuri Hudler, up the near side. Sean Monahan shoots and he stops. Rebound. Weidman fires it high and wide of the Canucks net. Puck at the left point. Russell into the near quarter to Gaudreau. Gaudreau cross-checked down by Bartkowski. Fans want a call. Won't get one. Now Hudler to Monahan. Back to Hudler. He dances in and gives the puck to Weidman. Weidman to Hudler with a shot. A weak one, which trickles in on Miller. And the Canucks goaltenders had enough. He'll come up for a faceoff.
I know we're less than 8 minutes in, but throughout the preseason, Sean Monahan again looks poised to take another step. And in this case, I mean literally. Looks like he's added another half step to his skating ability. He waltzed around Yannick Hansen, who was the last man back, and let one of his quality wrist shots go. One of the reasons he scored 31 last season.
And when I talked to Sean Monahan this morning, that's what he told me. He was really working on that during the offseason. And now another fight. Brandon Bolleg has dropped the gloves with Brandon Prust. Two of the toughest middleweights in the NHL.
This is like
second fight of the first period.
This is like old-time Jubilee.
Bolleg and Prust have each other tied up pretty good right now as they twist each other out to center ice. Bolleg trying to get his right hand free. Prust is as well. Prust landing a couple of blows. Bolleg misses with a roundhouse left. Goes down, gets back up, and they continue to battle. More of a wrestling match than a boxing bout right now. Bolleg with some punches off the back of Prust's helmet. And now a right that lands to the chin of Prust. Not a big shot, though. Guys got to be running out of gas, don't they?
You would think so.
And finally, they give in. And the linesmen step in and split them up. Now, these two teams, in case you've forgotten, don't like each other.
And one of the reasons the Canucks went in search of Prust, they didn't like the way they were pushed around by the Flames in that playoff series. By the way, we love Safeway. Their million-dollar score and win is back. They don't mind the odd tussle. Safeway's featured participating product for tonight, Christy Crackers. This game's been a little salty.
Yes, it has been. Faceoff outside the Canucks blue line. Stajan lines up against Cracknell. Stajan wins it. Back to Kulak. Plays it up the far boards to Engelin, who crosses center and shoots it in. Puck rims around up the near side. Stajan whips one towards Sinet. Of course, he scored what would turn out to be the series-winning goal versus the Canucks in Game 6 here at the Saddle Dome last April. Jones fighting forward in front. Can't get a hold of the bouncing puck. He hops up the near side to Dorsett, and he'll dump it down the ice, but that leads to an icing call against the Canucks. So another offensive zone face-off for the Flames. They've had plenty of them in this first period.
They've been the better team 5-on-5. The Canucks' best stretch of hockey was when they enjoyed the game's lone power play. Don't forget, big game tomorrow on this station, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Toronto Blue Jays return to the playoffs for the first time in 22 years. You can hear right here on this station starting at 1:30 as they play host in Game 1 of the Division Series against the Texas Rangers.
Bob Hartley using last change to get the Bennett line out against the Cracknell group. They win the draw. Russell a shot. Loose puck in front. Juris two-handing. Spezza probably gets away with a slash as the Canucks look through the puck down the ice again. This time icing's waved off, so the visitors can change as Russell picks it up from behind the home team's net. Lugs it up the left wing side. Tries a pass for Bennett, but it's intercepted by Horvat and moves it ahead to Verbata, and he'll dump it in behind the Flames net. Weidman will pick it up there. He taps it up the middle. Pass to Bennett picked off, and now it bounces free, and Russell swats it up the right wing side to Juris. He speeds it up the right wing boards. Gets by Edler. Juris to the far corner, trying to feed it in front to one of Bennett or Ferlin, but his pass gets blocked. And now Verbata takes over. Swings it up the right wing side to Berge. Gets to the Flames blue line and dumps it in. Talking to Sven Berge this morning, I get the sense he's really got a chip on his shoulder, which might not be a bad thing. Comes Bartkowski up the right wing side across the red line now. Andrews Flames territory, 1-on-4, and Monahan will potty him off the puck. Giordano grabs it, fires it up the far side, not out. Sutter keeps it in. Sutter into the far corner to Daniel Sedin. He spins away from Dougie Hamilton. Daniel behind the net to Henrik, the Canucks captain. Set up behind Aramo. He centers it in front and bounces by Daniel. And now Gaudreau will send it out to center, but his pass hops away from Huether. And here come the Canucks again, led by Henrik Sedin, who centers. Daniel shoots. Great blocker saved by Aramo. Wow.
Not only a candidate for the Shane Holmes save of the game, there's an early candidate for the save of the season. My goodness, what a save. Flames break down, bad change, give up a 2-on-1. And Daniel can't believe he doesn't convert.
The net was wide open, or not.
And Rommel got it with his stick. Coming across, didn't give up. That's brilliant, with a capital B.
Faceoff coming up to Rommel's right. Backlund lines up. Take the draw against McCann. And wins the faceoff. Backlund, though, will steal the puck back. And leave it for Wyman, who slides it up to the ear boards to Boma. He'll drop the Russell, clears the puck out to center. Now Hutton, up the far boards to McCann, who crosses the red line, and now the Flames' blue line, and dumps it in. Rommel wanders out of his net, stops the puck, bounces it up the ear boards, but not out. Spezza bumps Boma down to the ice. Burrow's able to hold it in. He leaves it for Hansen, who circles in front. Hansen shoots, and his shot gets blocked by Backlund. Very strong start for Michael Backlund in game number one.
He and Frolik, for me, have been the two best forwards.
Here comes Hansen up the right side. He winds, fires, and scores! What a slap shot by Yannick Hansen, who puts the puck just inside the near goalpost and just under the crossbar. And the Canucks take a 1-0 lead.
Hansen scored one of those four goals in their last meeting here in Game 6 of the playoffs. He had some room on the right wing side, made his way to the faceoff circle, had some room on the short side, and moments after Rommel made a miraculous stop, Hansen beats him with a high-rising slapper to open the scoring.
And that shot was almost unstoppable. Perfect. And the Canucks, despite being outplayed by the Flames in the first 10.5 minutes of the opening period of the opening game, travel 1-0 lead. Flames will try to get it back as Steichen knocks the puck in behind the Canucks net and gets Chase. He knocks it free into the near quarter. Ferland bounces it back to the blue line. His pass to Giordano picked off by Verbata. Plays it up the left wing side to Berchi. Berchi with a shot, Rommel the save, and he'll hold on.
And from Hutton, time of the goal, 10:34.
And we'll take a break. So the Canucks get the opening goal of game one. Kari Rommel had no chance. 9:07 to play in period number one. It's the Canucks 1 and the Flames nothing. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Winter. Not everyone's favorite season, but it's not all bad. There's the first snowfall, ice skating, and the Ford No Extra Charge Winter Safety Package. You get winter tires, rims, and pressure sensors with the purchase or lease of select new models. So now Ford helps make winter just a little more bearable. A little.
Get a new 2016 Escape for 0% APR purchase financing. Plus, with our no extra charge winter safety package, it's easy to get into a Ford. For details, see Ford.ca/incentives.
Cal Tire is now a proud partner with AMA and offers AMA rewards. All AMA members now get $50 off a set of four tires, 10% off all mechanical parts and labor, and 25% off tire storage at all Alberta Cal Tire locations.
Enjoy a night out that's comfortable, fun, and friendly at Tops Pizza and Sports Bar, a neighborly pub where the pizza is legendary, the wings are famous, and customers are greeted by name.
Great food.
Great friends.
Make some great memories at Tops Pizza and Sports Bar, 5602 4th Street Northwest.
960 on AM, streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Also on the Rogers Radio app. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
On the Flames energy board, it is the Canucks 1 and the Flames nothing with 9:07 left in period at number 1. That's what's happening here. And now to take a look at the Reed Build Homes out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
They're late in the third period. Chicago trailing the New York Rangers by a 3-2 score. That's the only other game going on right now. Just about ready to get going in L.A. between the Kings and the San Jose Sharks. And one final score from tonight. Montreal opens with a win, 3-1 in Toronto. Couple of goals from new captain Max Pacioretty. Top of the ninth inning, Pittsburgh Pirates trail the Chicago Cubs 4-0 in the NL wildcard game. Winner plays St. Louis in the NLDS.
Thank you, Pat. Here's Giordano, deep in his zone. The captain will bank it off the end boards to Hamilton, his defense partner for the time being. I'm curious to see what happens when T.J. Brody comes back. Flames will play the puck deep into the Canucks end. Backlund after it, has it stolen by Tanev. Now it bounces to center for a leak. Grab it, back it up to Giordano. Sends it out to center ice and bounces by Boma in and behind the Canucks net. Miller leaves it there for Edler. He'll fire a hard pass ahead to Sutter, who has it chopped away smartly by Weidman. Now Russell will bounce it up the near boards to Backlund. Rolls the puck into the Canucks zone as the Flames start to make a line change. Here comes Cracknell across center. Dumps the puck into the far corner. Weidman back to get it. Gives it to Russell in the near quarter, and he'll lift it high in the air and out to center ice. We've got a race for it. Jones and Stajan after it. Stajan will pick it up. He plays it in front. Weidman stick handles in and drops. Ferland shoots off his own man, Jones, on the doorstep, and it'll bounce off a shin pad and out to center.
Second good opportunity for Dennis Weidman, who had a career season with 56 points a year ago.
Here's Hamutz up the right wing side, ahead to Cracknell, who crosses the red line, takes a shot from Stajan as he dumps the puck in. Ramo handling it, pushes it away from Horvat, over to Englund, who clears it out, but now it's slapped right back in by the goal getter Hansen. 7:39 to play in the first period here at the Saddle Dome. It's the Canucks 1 and the Flames nothing in the season opener. One goal and two fights if you're keeping score. Here comes Burleson up the left wing side. Takes a shot and then takes another shot. First time he put the puck towards the net, and then he got hit by Englund as it ends up deflecting out of play. Shots on goal, 6-6. The score, the Canucks 1, the Flames nothing.
We may have already seen it. The Shane Holmes save of the game. Stay tuned for it during our post-game show. For every save made by a Flames goaltender again this season, Shane Holmes donates $5 to Kids Sport Calgary. For the details, shaneholmes.com.
Yeah, safe bet that one's going to stand up tonight, Lou.
I like its chances.
And maybe for the whole season. Here comes Hansen up the right wing side, trying a shot, but it's blocked by Russell. That's two shot blocks for him in this first period already. Russell knocks it up the near boards. Gaudreau will lift it high in the air and out to center ice. It bounces by Hudler. But it's held in right point by Weidman. Weidman to Monahan. Monahan can't find the puck at his skates now as Burles is going to dig it free and send it out to center ahead to McCann. He crosses the Flames line. McCann spins by Russell. Hangs him off to the far corner. Now McCann right point. Can't have a long shot. Bouncing puck in front. Knocked down by the combination of Russell and Weidman. And now Monahan will send it out to center as Juris races after the puck and catches up to it. But his drop pass to Gaudreau is picked off by Tanev. And the Flames will back off as the Canucks carry it out to center. Tanev up the right wing side to Verbata. He'll knock it in behind the net. Ramo again out to get it. Gives it to Hamilton. He sweeps it ahead to Ferland, and he'll drop it back to Bennett. Bennett banks it off the boards and chases into the far corner. Bennett and Juris in there in the forecheck can't come up with it. As Edler will pick up the puck, take a hit from Ferland, and send it out to center. Now Verbata to Horvat. Horvat in up the right wing side. Tries to drop to Verbata, but a good stick there by Bennett. Knocks the puck away from him, and now Ferland will flip it ahead, and Hamilton will race in after it. Dougie Hamilton has been told by Bob Hartley that he's got the green light to go whenever he sees fit, and that's twice in this first period he's jumped up.
And he's more than capable of doing it the way he gets around the ice.
A little bit less than 6 minutes to play in the first period, and things have settled in now, haven't they?
Well, you knew it had to after that beginning.
Puck in behind the Canucks net. Bartkowski will grab it and then take a hit from Boma as he sends it out to center. Now Sutter trying to flip it ahead to Daniel Sedin, but it bounces away from him. Weidman will clear it out, and now Backlund will cruise across center and dump it right in on Miller in the Canucks goaltender with a couple of Flames forecheckers heading towards his net. Will force a face-off, and that's coming up when we come back with 5 minutes and 27 seconds left in the first period. The Flames up by one on the shot clock. The Canucks up by one on the scoreboard. 1-0. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Siri, my buddy needs a vehicle, but dude has horrible credit. Even his mama won't lend him money. Any advice?
Tell him to go see Howard at Road Sport Auto Credit.
But his credit is really bad.
Howard can get anyone approved. All he needs is two pay stubs and $29.
Wow, Howard at Road Sport Auto Credit. Any other advice?
Yes, no more naked selfies.
Bad credit? No problem. At Road Sport Auto Credit, drive your new vehicle home today online at roadsportautocredit.com or see Howard in the little house across from Sobeys on 17th Avenue and 50th Street Southeast.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is home for the Calgary Hitmen of the Western Hockey League. Follow your guys right here. ATB Financial Calgary Hitmen Hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 and online at sportsnet.ca/960. ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Listen for the voice of the Hitmen, Brad Curl, all season long. Check our website for game times. ATB Financial Calgary Hitmen Hockey, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames fans know where to get the inside intel on their team in the NHL. Weekday mornings, listen for the voice of the Calgary Flames' Derek Wills with Boomer and Warner at 8:05. Derek gets you everything you need to know about the Flames. Who's in, who's out, who's coming up from the farm, and who's going down. He is with the team at the rink, on the plane, in the hotels. He is connected. Our Flames insiders actually with the team. Wills in the Morning brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Kids are expensive, fans aren't. Visit Varsity for the back-to-school sale where each child gets you an extra $500 off. Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop our Geo Shops. Home for the Calgary Flames. We are Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
A little bit less than 5.5 minutes to play in the first period here at the Saddle Dome, where Yannick Hansen has the game's only goal, and the Canucks lead the Flames 1-0 as a sharp angle shot is sent in on Ryan Miller, and he makes another good save. That's 8 for him in this first period.
Yuri Hudler from behind the end line nearly banked it off. Miller gave him a little room, and the crafty Hudler, who's smiling and having words with Miller, nearly tied the score.
Monahan wins the faceoff, tries a backhand shot. That's blockered away by Miller. And now Daniel Sedin will lug it up the left wing side across center and dump it in behind the Flames' net. Now Sutter to Henrik Sedin. And his pass out in front to Daniels, picked off by Hamilton. Now Monahan will get the puck to Gaudreau. Spins back into the Flames' zone. Gaudreau drops it behind his back to Hamilton. Good breakout by the Flames as Hamilton gets tripped up at center ice. No penalty call. Here comes Cracknell the other way. He shoots. Good kick save by Rommel. Rebound. Rommel stops Cracknell again. Alex Heldon, right point, speeds a winds and fires it. A good glove save by Rommel. Suddenly, the Flames goaltenders had to be sharp. Now Gaudreau, pickpocketed by Dorsett as he approaches center. Gaudreau's knocked Dorsett's glove off. As the puck ends up deflecting over the glass and out of play. The Boo Birds begin flying around the Saddle Dome. They thought that should have been a penalty call.
The back official, I saw him go to his mouth with the whistle. I thought his arm was going to go in the air. It was Chris Lee, the trailing official, who had a good look at it and didn't call it. And the Canucks ended up with two scoring chances at the other end of the rink.
Looked pretty clear cut from up here, but obviously not from down there. As Dougie Hamilton got tripped up at center ice. Here's Verbata spinning and shooting right into the flaming C on the front of Rommel's jersey, and the Flames goaltender will hold on with 4:25 left in the first period, and the Canucks out in front 1-0 tonight.
Flames, I thought, especially 5-on-5, much better in the first half, but to the Canucks' credit, they've really turned it up, especially after the goal by Yannick Hansen.
Maybe the adrenaline has died off a little bit from the pregame ceremonies and being on the ice here in the Sea of Red for the first time this season. Buck bounced in on Miller. And he'll cover it up with Stajan heading towards his net. Faceoff coming up to Miller's right. Ryan Miller missed 22 of the final 23 regular season games with a knee injury. Didn't start the postseason for the Canucks, but did replace goaltender Eddie Lack in the second period of Game 4 and then started Games 5 and 6, and he played pretty well.
He did, despite giving up the 7 goals in the clincher, Game 6, here on the 25th of April.
Bennett wins a faceoff. Juris will drop. Kulak gives it right back to Juris in the near corner. Juris gets bumped by Tanev, but Bennett's there to pick up the puck. Bennett spins and slides it down low. Juris trying to get to it. Tanev gets in his way. And now Ferland's back in behind the Canucks net fighting for it. He knocks it loose into the far quarter. runs pearls into the boards. That's something I said about a million times in the playoffs last season, and probably one of the major reasons why Burles was unable to finish the series was Ferland. As Engelund shoots the puck in behind the Canucks net. Miller drops, speeds up, a long lead pass, but it skips over the blade of Henrik Sedin's stick and turns into an icing call against the Canucks with 3:33 left in this first period.
Well, if you missed it, there was a fight 2 seconds in between Ferland and Dorsett, two ex-Western Hockey Leaguers, one in Brandon, one in Medicine Hat. Derek, there's no doubt in my mind the Canucks came in here tonight with a point to prove, and that was they were not going to be handled physically.
So a fight 2 seconds in, and then a fight 8 minutes after that, 8 minutes and 2 seconds in, Brandon Bolig and Brandon Prust dropping the gloves. Here's Henrik Sedin up the middle of the ice to Daniel. The far boards gets a shot off, but it's swatted away by Ramo. Now Henrik has it, tries a backhand shot, and that's turned aside by the Flames goaltender. Henrik gets it back behind the Flames net now. Canucks captain looking for an open man in front. Centers, but his pass to Sutter read beautifully by Giordano, and now the captain shoots the puck off the glass and into the seats here at the Saddle Dome. So no delay of game penalty, but a faceoff is coming up to Ramo's left.
They've had some great moments, the Sedins, early in this game, but the Flames packed back three men right around the net, played it perfectly. What you don't want to do with that group is when they run exchanges, don't get out of your lanes. Stay, don't chase. They played it perfectly. Giordano, the intercept. Unfortunately, the high clear went out of play.
Bouncing puck in front of the Flames net. Berge shoots, and he gets stopped by Ramo and then tackled by Frolik. Now Weidman kicks the puck into the near corner. Russell slides it ahead, and Boma knocks it out to center ice. Hutton will take over at the Canucks line, but he gives it away to Weidman. Weidman carries it into the offensive zone, bounces it into the near corner. Boma with a sharp angle shot, but it misses the Canucks net, and will room around all the way back to the Flames' blue line. Russell retreating into his own zone. Drop it back to Weidman, but he misses his defense partner with that pass, so the Canucks will change as Russell gets the puck back from Weidman and fires it ahead, but his pass misses Frolik, and now an icing call against the Flames, who have been a little bit out of sync in the last 10 minutes or so.
Well, the Canucks kind of taking a page out of what we saw Winnipeg do in the last game of the preseason. 1-4, neutral zone, really pressing up with their two defensemen. Good back pressure from your forwards, and back pressure with speed so that if you turn it over, now you're coming the other way. They've done a nice job, especially after the first 6 or 7 minutes.
Buck bounces in on Ramo, bobbles it a bit, but then grabs it with his glove. Is a little more pushing and shoving after the whistle, as they throw some fuel on the fire that is this Flames-Canucks rivalry. The Flames were up 3-0 and then 6-3 on the shot clock. And now the Canucks are up 13-9. So I think that tells you a little bit of a story, doesn't it?
A lot of times shots on goal can be a little deceiving. In this case, it isn't. It's a very accurate telltale sign of how this period has gone.
And he's off to Ramo's left. Stajan wins the draw. Engelund now paired with Giordano will fire the puck up the far boards. It pops by Jones. Boldy chasing after it, but Miller sees him coming and covers it with his glove, forcing a faceoff to his left.
So Brett Kulak, in his second NHL game, makes the opening night roster and unfortunately was on the ice for the goal by Hansen, and we'll see late in the period. It looks like Jacques Cloutier, who handles the defense, has gone down to 5.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's left. Henrik Sedin wins it against Michael Backlund. Michael Frolik's going to steal the puck in the forecheck, but he gives it away to Daniel Sedin, and lugs it up the left wing side into the Flame zone. Daniel to Henrik, bouncing puck, and they score. And Sutter swats the puck out of midair by Kari Ramo and in. And with a minute 59 left of the first period, the Canucks double their lead to 2-0.
Well, the Flames were in pretty good shape. Good gaps up the ice, but what wasn't accounted for was Sutter. As Michael Backlund kind of cheated to the slot, lost half a step, it gave Sutter some room. He went to the net unabated, and great hand-eye coordination for the pride of Red Deer, who has his first as a Canuck.
So after a strong start in this, their home and season opener, Flames fluttering a little here as the Canucks have taken a 2-0 first period lead. Puck into the Flames zone. Monahan will clear it high off the glass and out to center. Bartkowski knocks it down and then gives it away to Hudler. Hudler trying to feed it ahead to Gaudreau, but the pass misses him. Puck slides loose in the near corner. Hudler centers. Monahan tries to kick it ahead to his stick. Instead, it bounces free, and Hansen, who's got one of the two Canucks goals tonight, will slide the puck down the ice. Russell sends it out to center. Gaudreau will chop it up the near boards and into Canucks territory as the Flames change with a little bit less than a minute and a half remaining in the first period. Puck shot back into the Flames zone. Horvat has it. Drops. Spezza shoots. That shot bounces loose. Horvat a shot, and he misses from point-blank range. Looked like he had some daylight on the blocker side of Ramo. Just missing it. Flames now will get it in deep. Bennett chasing on the forecheck. Juriskill is flying in there as well, and he knocks it free. And now a stoppage and a penalty call coming up, maybe more than one.
Cross-checking one call. Lucas Spezza on his way. Is he the only one?
Looks like it.
It does. So the Flames, who have had to kill off one Canuck power play, will enjoy their first of the season. Last year, during the regular season meetings, the Flames didn't score a power play goal against the Canuck, yet in the six-game playoff series, scored 5 on 18 attempts.
And Flames did struggle on the power play in the preseason. We'll see if they figured that out as they head to a power play brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames. Not a good start. Canucks will pick up a loose puck in their zone and dump it down the ice. Flames would love to score a power play goal here. That goes without saying, but would be a good way to finish a first period that has featured a lot of good things from the Canucks. Puck is played in beyond the Canucks net. Edler's going to grab it and immediately move it down the ice. Power play personnel for the Flames. Monahan's up front between Gaudreau and Hudler. Giordano's on the back end with Hamilton. Here comes Hamilton across his blue line. Now the red line, and now the Canucks' blue line. Hamilton up the right side shoots. That shot sails wide to the near corner. Hudler, Monahan, and Gaudreau, all they're digging for it. Monahan pulls it out and drops it off. Hamilton shoots and rips one over the Canucks' net. Now Gaudreau to Monahan in front. Monahan stumbles, loses the puck. Hansen finds it and has some room, and he'll bank it up the far boards and down the ice, and that'll do it for the first period of the first game of this 2015-2016 season. The Flames could have scored a couple of goals in the first 5 or 6 minutes, but Ryan Miller was sharp, making some good saves and keeping this contest scoreless. And then the Canucks, well, they got hot, and they score a couple of goals in the opening period. Yannick Hansen making it 1-0, and then Brandon Sutter making it 2-0, and that's our score through 20 minutes tonight.
The Canucks basically stemmed the tide early and then got stronger. They didn't score on that power play, but it helped them turn the tide. And about 10 minutes in, they took advantage, gained some momentum, and rode it throughout the period.
So we'll see if last season's Jack Adams Award winner, Bob Hartley, can make some adjustments between the first and second periods. I'm sure he will, as we get set to head down to the Flames dressing room to join sophomore forward Josh Juris. Josh, I thought you guys really fed off the energy from Scotiabank Saddle Dome in the first 5 or 6 minutes, and then the Canucks seemed to turn the game around. Your thoughts on the opening period of the season?
Yeah, definitely. I think, there's a lot of energy in the building. Started off with two nice belts with some tough guys, and, I think they kind of took advantage of that and kind of turned the tide against us. So I think we got to regroup here and get back to our game.
Josh, what was the difference between the first half of the period where I thought you dominated 5-on-5 to the back half of the period where probably the Canucks had the better opportunities?
I think just turnovers. We got to keep the game simpler. It's the first game of the year. Tensions are high, so I think we just got to play a little bit simpler here and limit the turnovers. I think they counterattacked us pretty good and led to some goals, so we just got to curb those.
Josh, on that same note, what did you do really well in the opening part of the period that you can duplicate in the second?
Well, I think, just an overall compete. I think earlier in that period, I think we were flying around, buzzing, and And, you know, just getting in on the forecheck, I think we just got to get back to that.
Josh, thanks for doing this. Good luck in the second.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That's Josh Juris of the Flames as Calgary trails Vancouver 2-0 after 20 minutes of play here at the Scotiabank Saddledome. Coming up in your first intermission, another look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll hop inside that Flames time machine and take you back in time, but next up, your first period summary. We're here at the Scotiabank Saddledome on a Wednesday night. The season is underway, and the Flames trail Vancouver 2-0 after 20. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I'm here at Trochu Arena with today's unsung hockey hero, Tammy. Accountant by day, volunteer hockey cheerleader by night. Tammy, how'd you get your start?
I wanted to be a cheerleader growing up, but I didn't have the hair for it. So I bought a toque and took to the rink.
Oh, hold on a sec.
Come on, Chiefs, get it in the net!
Hi, it's Mark Giordano. There's a home ice hero at every rink in every Alberta community. Honor your hero at atb.com/home ice.
ATB Financial, your home ice advantage.
We're Flames Radio through and through, but we know there are a ton of original Six fans in Calgary. We're talking Les Canadiens, a club steeped in tradition, 24 Stanley Cups. Sportsnet 960 The Fan is proud to sponsor the Montreal Canadiens Alumni Tour in support of Winsport and the Alberta Ability Society. Prove to us how big a Habs fan you are. Send in a photo. You could be living the Canadian dream and play with alumni players of the iconic Montreal Canadiens. Boomer and Warner in the morning will be picking qualifiers to attend. One lucky qualifier gets to take to the ice and play in the Montreal Canadiens Alumni Game December 3rd. Enter now at sportsnet.ca/960. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, home of the NHL in Calgary.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues. It's the first intermission on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames trail the Vancouver Canucks 2-0 after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Now the first period summary brought to you by Canes Harley-Davidson Calgary, your premier Harley-Davidson destination, making dreams come true in the Calgary area since 1957. Your next adventure starts at Canes Harley-Davidson. Well, a very, very good start to this game for Calgary. They fed off what was a hot building. It was loud in here. Calgary with some really strong opportunities early on, but after that strong start, kind of came back down to earth, and this game evened out a little bit. It was Vancouver opening the scoring just past the midway mark of the first period.
Comes Hansen up the right side. He winds, fires, and scores! What a slap shot by Yannick Hansen, who puts the puck just inside the near goal post and just under the crossbar. And the Canucks take a 1-0 lead.
Hansen's first of the season comes from Ben Hutton at 10:34 the first period to make it 1-0. Then a strange play late, but it sure did work for Vancouver as they went up by two with less than 2 minutes to go.
Michael Frolik's going to steal the puck in the forecheck, but he gives it away to Daniel Sedin and lugs it up the left wing side into the Flames zone. Daniel to Henrik, bouncing puck, and they score! Brandon Sutter swats the puck out of midair. By Kari Ramo went in, and with a minute 59 left of the first period, the Canucks doubled their lead to 2-0.
Nice play by Brandon Sutter, though. He makes it 2-0 Vancouver with his first of the season. Daniel Sedin draws the lone assist at 18:01, and that's why Vancouver leads by two after 20 shots for 15-9 Canucks in that first period. Calgary does not get a first period power play. However, they will have 59 seconds of a power play to start off period number two. Vancouver goes 0-1 with the man advantage. Canucks lead 2-0 after 20. That's your first period summary brought to you by Canes Harley-Davidson Calgary, your premier Harley-Davidson destination, making dreams come true in the Calgary area since 1957. Your next adventure starts at Canes HarleyDavidson.com. Let's hop inside that Flames time machine. Around the corner, we'll take you back to a gentleman who won a Stanley Cup here in 1989 and then finished his career with the Canucks. From the Scotiabank Saddledome on a Wednesday night, the season's underway on Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey. This is Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Listening to CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960.
New fall styles and great fall deals. The changing seasons bring a lot of both at Tip Top Tailors.
Right now, save 30% on all new fall dresswear items. And in suit separates, buy a jacket and get the matching pants for free. Plus, buy more save more on casual wear. Buy two items, save 30%. Buy three or more and save 40%. Includes all sports shirts, sweaters, and outerwear.
Fall is good at Tip Top Tailors. Find your nearest Tip Top Tailors location at tiptoptailors.ca.
Hi, I'm Peter Marr. I had so much fun in my backyard this summer, thanks to my friends at Green Drop. I enjoyed the beautiful outdoors, doing everything from barbecuing to beating Harvey and Bocce. Green Drop's greenkeepers make my lawn thick, healthy, and weed-free. And now, Green Drop is busy getting my yard ready for next year. They're expert when it comes to looking after my lawn and trees. And if only we could help Harvey, my hockey hound, do his business elsewhere. Call Green Drop today, 273-9000, or visit greendrop.com.
Rogers-Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the first intermission show, live from the Saddle Dome, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames trail the Canucks 2-0 after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back. Pat Steinberg along with you here on your first intermission. Let's hop inside the Flames time machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at goparadisebay.com. Well, Dana Murzyn got to live a dream. Born in Calgary, played his junior hockey in Calgary, and between 1987 and 1991 also got to play in the National Hockey League with the Flames, won a Stanley Cup here in 1989. All in all, Murzyn played in 838 NHL games with Calgary, of course, the Hartford Whalers, and the place he finished, the Vancouver Canucks. But he's a Calgary boy. He won his only Stanley Cup with the Flames, and he starts this conversation with Kelly Kirsch telling us why playing here was so special. Let's hop inside that Flames time machine and hear from Dana Murzyn.
Well, I think it made it special because, I played my junior hockey here, moved here when I was in grade 9, so it's pretty much home for me. So it was like coming home, and, just the team we had and the experience I had playing here, you know, we had a wonderful team. Like we won a lot of games. We had a great bunch of guys. I got a lot of friends that I still keep in contact with, and we won a Stanley Cup, so it doesn't get much better than that.
I mean, it really was a time when the NHL was a lot different, Dana. When the Flames won the Stanley Cup, they were one of those upper echelon teams, and they've had some ups and downs since then. But they were kind of that elite team, kind of that everybody wanted to play for them. And maybe that's not necessarily the case, but back when you played, Calgary was a destination for most NHLers.
Yeah, you know, that Western Conference with Edmonton being the team they were and Calgary competing with them, I think it was some of the best hockey in the NHL then. And, Calgary treated people right at the time for the way the game was, business-wise and player-wise, and they were kind of on the cutting edge and pushing forward and finding out ways to win. And anyone that's in a profession, whether it's hockey or not, they want to do the best they can, and we could do that here.
Now, you had some stops also, with Vancouver and Hartford. What was it like playing for those teams?
Oh, it was great. I was 18 when I went to Hartford, so I was lucky enough to make the team right of the way, and we can't beat that playing in the NHL when you're 18 and traveling around all the cities. And again, we had a young upcoming team that actually did quite well over the first, couple of years I was there. And, then I transitioned to Calgary and won a championship here and learned an awful lot more. And by the time I went to Vancouver, I played a little bit bigger role with the Canucks than I did with the Flames. But my career just kind of developed along a path, and it worked out really, really well. I love Vancouver and the city and the fans, and was close to home, so it was great.
For the people listening, and they know the name and they've seen you with the alumni, what kind of defenseman were you? If you compare yourself to, were you a two-way defenseman? Were you an offensive guy, or maybe a little bit of a hybrid?
Oh, I don't know. I think mostly in my pro career, I became pretty much a stay-at-home defenseman. Junior, I scored a lot of goals and kind of played everywhere, but I just kind of fit into the role with every team. I played with Al MacInnis most of my time in Calgary, and, Al's quite offensive. He's a great all-around player, but it wasn't up to me to be the first guy up the ice. That was for other people. And then when I went to Vancouver, I played with Jyrki Lume, and again, he's a pretty talented offensive player. So I just kind of fit into the role that worked well on the team, and that was pretty much a defensive defenseman, penalty kill and things like that. So that's about it.
When you think about your role and all the guys you played against, and obviously there would have been some incredible hockey players that you played against, Who was that one forward that was just, you know, head and shoulders above everybody else? Maybe there's some obvious answers, but maybe not. Who is that one that when you see, when you think back on it, like, incredible?
Well, there was a few guys as far as incredible. Like, there was a lot of really good players, that's for sure. But, you know, incredible to me back then was Jaromir Jagr and Mario Lemieux.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I say that, you know, Wayne Gretzky's still one of the best players ever, and Mark Messier was hard to play against. But Jagr and Lemieux were so physically big that even though I was a bigger player, I had no advantage over them. So, you know, they were so talented and so big that you couldn't just get a hand on them. You know, that didn't slow them up. So I would say, yeah, those two guys for me on a one-on-one basis for sure were the toughest to play against.
And they played on the same team for a while. That was the scary part.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Hey, so you decided to retire like all hockey players do, and two-part question for you. You could have probably settled wherever you wanted. You could have been in Vancouver, maybe in the States, but you came back to Calgary. Talk about, you know, what you're doing now and maybe why you settled back into Calgary, and obviously your role with the alumni. You guys are always doing stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, it was kind of an easy decision for me. My wife's family's all here. My family's close. My kids were both born here. We came back in the summers all the time from Vancouver. You know, to be honest with you, I love the community. I love the sunshine. There's a lot to like about Calgary. It's a big little city, there's everything you want here, but it's not as busy and crowded and cost of living. There's a lot of reasons to come back, but, you know, one of the reasons, too, is good, strong alumni here. We've got a lot of guys stayed involved in the community and still active today, which is great. So, no, it was just a great place for our family, and we love being a part of Calgary.
What keeps Dana Merzen busy these days? What are you doing work-wise?
Well, I'm a owner of a custom millwork shop. We build cabinets and kitchens and interior doors and do commercial work as well, reception desks and whatnot. So that's what's keeping me busy, out trying to find work and keep everybody working here and, you know, being a part of the community.
And the business is called?
It's Diamond Wood Products.
There you go. Dana Merzen inside the Flames time machine. Wins a Stanley Cup in 1989 with Calgary and finished his career with Vancouver, but went to high school here, basically from here, played his junior hockey here, and got to play for 4 years with the Calgary Flames as well. That's Dana Merzen inside the Flames time machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at GoParadiseBay.com. Always fun to hop inside the hot tub time machine and go back in time with the Flames. 2-0 Vancouver leads over Calgary here in the meantime and in the real world. We're in the first intermission. We've got the out-of-town scoreboard next. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
If you get a before 10:30 a.m., it means ham and egg omelet, hash browns and toast with coffee. If you get after midnight, it means bad decision burrito from dodgy gas station convenience store. We at GROWL believe that it pays to listen to your body. When your back speaks and you need an interpreter, call your chiropractor. Visit albertachiro.com. We're listening.
Hello, Alpine Credits.
Hi, I own my own home. I need money for...
Approved.
Really?
Really.
Can you spell that?
Okay, APPROVED.
Now use it in a sentence.
You own your home, so you are approved for a loan.
Nice. Now backwards?
DEVROPA.
Fill in the blank. I am...
Approved.
Yes, I am.
Own your own home? At Alpine Credits, we try to approve all home equity loan applications, regardless of your credit, age, or income. Alpine Credits. Homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca.
Some conditions apply.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the first intermission show. Live from the Saddle Dome, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a 2-0 Canucks lead on Calgary after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Now, the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Honoring our brave emergency responders for the month of October. Show proof of service for an additional $5,000 discount. For details, visit reedbuildhomes.com. We'll start in the National Hockey League where the San Jose Sharks and LA Kings are tied 1-1 in the first period. That's the only other game going on right now. A couple final scores. Montreal gets by Toronto 3-1, and the Rangers slip by Chicago 3-2 as opening night is underway. And one final score for Major League Baseball, and it's an important one. The Chicago Cubs are off to the National League Division Series against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cubs beat the Pirates in Pittsburgh 4-0, the final score. That's the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes, honoring our brave emergency responders for the month of October. Show proof of service for an additional $5,000 discount. For details, visit ReedBuildHomes.com. The Flames have got 59 seconds of power play time to start off period number two. They trail the Canucks 2-0. Derek and Lubo with second period play-by-play next here on Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey. This is Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
During the 2015 Toyota clear-out, only at Country Hills Toyota, reduce, scale down, roll back, decrease, shrink or trim. Just call it what you want, but we can lower your payment. With rates starting at 0%, cashbacks and discounts up to $10,000, a scratch and win card up to $1,000, and no payments for 90 days, we can lower your payment. Visit chtoyota.com to lower your payment. Your automotive family for life, Country Hills Toyota.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Regis Business Center's broadcast booth here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. Site for NHL Faceoff 2015, the home opener and season opener for the Flames as they take on their arch rival, the Vancouver Canucks. Drop in, plug in, and do your best work with short-term, flexible office space all on your terms. We'll get through this together at Regis Business Centers. Call 1-800-OFFICES or visit regis.ca. That's regus.ca. Well, the second period just started. The Flames with their home red jerseys on, moving from left to right on your radios. The Canucks with their road whites from right to left. The Flames start the second period on the power play, brought to you by Homes by Avi, the official builder of the Flames. Now 42 seconds left in a minor to Lucas Spezza. Flames couldn't score on the power play in the first period. We'll see if they can get back to within a goal for the power play marker early in the second. Puck right now deep in the Canucks zone. Yuri Hudler will grab it and play it right point to Dennis Wideman, who kicks the puck ahead to his stick but then makes a pass across the blue line that comes across the line and out to center. Chris Russell ahead to Sean Monahan, plays it up the right side. Hudler trying to get to the net, taken down by Alex Burrows. Again, the fans think there should be a penalty call. The referees do not agree, and the Canucks will clear the puck down the ice. Here's Russell. As the Canucks penalty to Spezza comes to an end, he plays it up the right side. His pass misses Ferland. And now Henrik Sedin turns it up the left side, winds and fires a shot, kicked away by Kari Ramo. It'll bounce up the far boards. Ferland skips it ahead to David Jones. Jones dangles in and drops to Matt Stajan. Stajan centering. Here's Ferland in front, and he's robbed by Ryan Miller. Great chance for Michael Ferland.
Michael Ferland, who scored three goals in the playoff series against the Canucks, really determined to get into open ice. Matt Stajan, nice rush, dished it back toward the front of the net, and Ferland got to the inside of Radim Verbata. And Ryan Miller's been pretty sharp in this game. No spectacular saves, but he's looked very solid.
And Ferland leaned into a slap shot from about 4 feet, and Miller still made the stop. Might be a little black and blue tomorrow morning after making that save. Here's Brandon Prust, who dropped the gloves with Brandon Bolig in the second fight of the first period. His pass to Adam Cracknell hops away. Sam Bennett bounces it up the near side. Josh Juris will leave the puck for Michael Frolik. He backs it up to Derek Engelin. He'll play it up the left wing side. Brett Kulak swings it up the right wing boards, and now Juris will knock it deep into Canucks territory. Juris in there on the forecheck. Bennett two, Engelin three. But it's picked up by the rookie as it's now sent out to center ice, and it'll bounce down the ice off the stick of Ben Hutton. Now Engelin will slip it back the other way, and Hutton goes back into the Canucks zone and bounces it up the near side to Dorsett. Dorsett taps the puck to Prust. Prust hit by Engelin as he dumps it in behind the Flames net. The Canucks will make a line change. Here's Bennett on the right wing side to Engelin. Fires the puck up the near boards. As Bowman takes a stiff check from Edler, he plays it out in front of the Canucks net. But his pass to Bolig's intercepted by Tanev. He gives it to Edler. And now his pass to Burles gets intercepted by Wideman. Lots of turnovers to start the second period for both sides. Flames will slide the puck down the ice. Boma trying to beat out the icing call. Thought he had a step on Tanev as he shakes his head, and the fans agree with the guy wearing red.
Chris Tanev is an underrated player. He was plus two in the first period. Very solid, made some good decisions. He's out there right now, and they are heading to the box. He and Edler, that's a pretty good-looking pairing.
Edler went from having an NHL worst minus 39 rating in 2013-2014 to a much more impressive plus 13 rating last season. That is a big swing.
When he's right, he's a very, very good player, and that pairing's been good in this game.
Faceoff to Ramos left. Stajan wins the draw, but the Canucks will steal the puck. Henrik Sedin trying to center to Daniel, who gets angled off smartly by Stajan. Now Daniel Sedin plays it to Sutter, drops it back. Bartkowski, a blast through some traffic, spotted and stopped by Ramo.
I joked with Pat Steinberg today on Hockey Central at noon and said some of the line combinations may not last more than a period. Guess what? They didn't last more than a period. All kinds of changes, including Jones with Stajan and Ferland now. And we saw Bennett with Frolik on his shift earlier.
Back to the right point. Bartkowski walks the line, throws it to the net, and again Rommel makes a good stop with some traffic out in front. Now Daniel Sedin behind the net to Henrik. Henrik being roughed up by the captain of the other club, Mark Giordano. Puck will bounce up the far boards. Ferland will golf it up left wing side. Jones overskates it. And now Henrik Sedin has it again. He'll slide it up the left wing boards to Daniel. Daniel steps in, takes a slap shot, and Ramo makes a good glove stop, and then gets bumped by Henrik, who takes a cross check in the back from Dougie Hamilton.
One of the big differences in this game after the first 9 or 10 minutes is how well the Canucks have shut down the middle of the ice. Even on that play right there, a sweeping check by Dan Hamhuis, who stepped up right in front of the Canucks bench, forced it free, and ended up on the left wing side. Sedin with brother Henrik going to the net. Daniel let it go. Rommel forced to make a pretty good save.
This game was a little one-sided in the Flames' favor early, but since then it's been almost all Canucks. They're attacking again. Berge looking for a loose puck in front, has it knocked away by Weidman, who chops it ahead to Huther, and he'll lift it over the head of Hutton and into the Canucks' zone. The Flames were up 3-0 and 6-3 on the shot clock. The Canucks are now up 19-10. Here comes Huther dancing in. Huther shoots and scores! Pass from Johnny Gaudreau. Yuri Hudler finds the five hole of Ryan Miller. He scores the Flames' first goal of the season and cuts the Canucks' lead to 2-1.
Great chip. Excellent body position on the right wing boards by Monahan. Got himself in good position. Freed it for Gaudreau. Those magic hands to another good pair of mitts. And Hudler on a little deke found the five hole and the Flames right back in it.
Make it 2-1. And here's Jared McCann up the far side to Chris Tanev. And here's the opening goal of the Flames season.
That's his number 13, Johnny Gaudreau. And to number 23, Sean Monahan. Top of the goal, 3:39.
And it's a one-goal game again, just like that. Edler back to get the puck to the Canucks zone. Plays it up the right wing side to Tanev, who taps it ahead to Prust, and he'll knock it into the Flames zone. Canucks now change. Kulak dodging a body check from Dorsett, slides it up to the near side. Here comes Engelin out to center. Crosses a red line and dumps it in. Kulak racing it off the left point. He'll pick up the puck and tap it down low to Boma. Boma hit by Hamhuis, loses it. And now Cracknell finds it and clears it out to center ice. Prust ahead to Cracknell. He crosses the Flames line and drops Hamhuis with a shot. Good stick by Engelin. Knocks the puck wide of the net. And now Kulak takes over in the far quarter. He slips it ahead to Engelin. He crosses his blue line and bounces it to Boma. And he'll dump it in behind the Canucks net. That goal by the Flames has the sea of red back in this game. Fans trying to will them back to 2-2. Here comes Sutter up the left side. He's got the go-ahead goal tonight. He rims the puck around Spezza, sneaking it off the right point. Delivers a pass to Cracknell, who has it whacked away smartly by Stajan, and now Ferland will scamper out to center. He chips it up the left wing side. Jones weaves his way through some traffic. Can't get to the puck on the forecheckers. A long shot by Hamilton from the right point, which bounces wide. Now Henrik Sedin hit by Matt Stajan and knocked off the puck. Michael Ferland picks it up. He'll take it in behind the Canucks net. Ferland, a man on a mission, circles into the high slot, kicks it ahead to his stick and shoots, and that shot flutters over top of the Canucks net and over the glass and out of play. Well, we've got our first winner in the Safeway Score and Win contest this season, thanks to Safeway and Sponge Towels Ultra. Our first winner, thanks to that goal by Yuri Hudler, is Elaide Lancaster of Calgary. And Elaide has won a Bulova Marine Star watch. Congratulations to Elaide, who wins that great prize thanks to the Flames' first goal of the season scored by Yuri Hudler, 3:39 into the second period.
And that group, Monahan, Gaudreau, and Hudler, who have combined for the Flames' lone goal, back on the ice.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's left. Horvat will take the draw against Hudler. After Monahan got tossed out, Horvat wins the faceoff. Monahan trying to steal the puck back for the Flames, but it bounces free to Berchi instead, and he'll clear it out to center. Horvat after it, but puck was hopping on him at the Flames line. The Canucks end up going offside.
You mentioned Safeway. The $1 million score and win is back. If a Flame player scores 5 in the game, Lisa Marshall of Calgary could win $1 million. Shop at Safeway. You could be our next lucky winner here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Face off outside the Flames' blue line. Monahan wins the draw against Horvat. Live, but he'll push the puck to Russell. He bounces it over the blade of Monahan's stick and in behind the Canucks net. Monahan races in and gets there first, but his pass to Gaudreau bounces away. And now Hudler knocks it out of the air right towards Sedet, just wide to the near corner. Gaudreau going after it. Tanev beats him to the puck, though, and lifts it up in the air and into the Flames zone. As we pass the 6-minute mark of the second period here at the Saddle Dome, it's the Canucks 2 and the Flames 1. Anson and Sutter scored for the visiting team in the first period. Hudler answering back for the home side here in the second. And now here's Hudler again, trying to bounce it to Bennett. Hops past him and into the far corner. Bennett reaching out, pushes it past Tanev, but now Edler has it for the Canucks and will lift it up in the air and out to center ice. Engelund takes over in his own zone, bounces it off the skate of the linesman, and now Juris will pick up the puck. Juris drops, Frolik in front, Bennett with a shot, but it's blocked. Now Engelund a drive, that one gets blocked too. A couple of good blocks there, first by Edler and then by Berchi. And now Juris up the right wing side takes a shot from McCann as he dumps the puck behind the Canucks net. Now the Flames are looking like themselves again.
More active, making better decisions, starting in their own zone.
Skating better, executing better, and here they come again as Boma's going to chip it in from center. Miller slows down the puck, but Bolig will pick it up, and then he gets knocked off the puck by Hamhuis as it's sent out to center by Hansen. Hamilton back to get it in his own zone. Fires it up the near boards. Hamhuis will recover it deep in the Canucks zone. He dodges a check from Boma, who goes sliding into the end boards as he plays it into the Flames' end. Hamilton will move it a rink wide up the left wing boards to Bolig, who at the end of a shift will tap it in behind the Canucks' net. Flames changing as Hamhuis will fire the puck up the middle of the ice off the skate of Daniel Sedin and will bounce up the far side to Henrik. Henrik into the far corner to Daniel. The Twins celebrated their 35th birthdays last Saturday. Certainly don't play like 35-year-olds. Here comes Stajan now. He plays it off the right wing side. Jones crosses the Canucks line. Setters his pass to Stajan. Swatted away smartly by Spezza. Now Bartkowski leads the charge the other way. He drops to Henrik Sedin, who steps in and tries giving it to Daniel, but his pass is picked off by Jones. Here come the Flames out to center now. Ferland across the Canucks line. Shoots that shot. Just misses on the far side. We've talked a lot about Brandon Bolig's shot. Michael Ferland's got a pretty good one too, Lou.
Yeah, it's heavy and not far behind. And Michael Ferland has really turned it up here with new line mates in period two.
Here's Russell. Long lead pass, a beauty to Hudler, but the Flames just offside on the play.
That was close. The right call, but it was close.
We'll take a break. 11:34 to play in period number two here at the Saddle Dome. Yuri Hudler has the home team on the scoreboard. The Flames have cut the Canucks lead in half to 2-1. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's Gun Safety Month at Calgary Lock and Safe.
And with that comes big savings.
Up to 50% off top models of gun safes. Not your typical tin boxes found in the big box stores. Calgary Lock and Safe carries the highest quality fire and burglary firearm storage containers, perfect for any home or business. When it comes to gun safety in your home, you simply cannot put it off any longer.
Save up to 50% until the end of October at Calgary Lock and Safe.
Conditions apply. Delivery extra.
Last year, Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Calgary Flames, gave you a chance to have an exclusive look at where some of your favorite players hang their helmets. This season, they're bringing it back, bigger and better than ever. Check out the new Homes by Abbey Flames Home Tour at homesbyabbey.com/flames. How do they set up their favorite rooms? What color scheme did they go with? You could be inspired for your own home. While you're there, make sure to enter for your chance to win Flames tickets. Details now at homesbyabbey.com/flames.
Jared here from Jack Carter's. Have you ever wanted a luxury car but just couldn't justify the cost?
For sure.
Have you ever wanted a car that includes all maintenance plus a bumper-to-bumper warranty for 4 years at no charge?
I'm listening.
Have you ever wanted to lock, remote start, or stream your music using your smartphone?
Heck yeah.
How about all-wheel drive, leather, and a turbocharged engine?
Yes. I'm so going to Google the ATS.
At 25% off, you can get an all-wheel drive Cadillac ATS for $33.9 or $400 per month. Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Google that, Trigger.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
11:34 left in period number two here at the Saddle Dome, where it's the Canucks 2 and the Flames 1 in the season opener for both sides and the opener of a home-and-home series rematch at Rogers Arena in Vancouver on Saturday. Puck at the left point. Here's Edler. He, with a slap shot, gets it through to the goaltender. Ramo turns that shot away, and now Frolik flips it up the near side and out to center. Frost bats it back into the Flames zone. Engelin plays it up the left wing boards to Kulak. Skates it out to center. Banks it off the boards and deep into Canucks territory. Tanev back to get it. Being pressured by Bennett. Tanev now gives it away as Frolik picks his pocket. Cracknell's there to recover the puck. He'll leave it in behind the net for Edler. Frolik all over him on the forecheck. Steals it. Boy, Michael Frolik is just an absolute terror on the forecheck.
He's everywhere.
Flames will shoot the puck in from center as they change. Now a little bit less than 11 minutes to play in the second period, and the Canucks out in front, 2-1. Here's Dorsett up the left side to Prost. Those two guys both dropped the gloves in the first period. Dorsett with Ferland, Prost with Bolling. Loose puck to the Flames blue line, scooped up by Hamilton. He's looked terrific tonight. Hamilton, up the middle of the ice, has it knocked away, and then he hammers Horvat. Absolutely hammers him. And we've got a boarding penalty coming up against the new Flames defenseman.
How quickly does he get up the ice? It's about three strides from one end of the rink to the other. That's being a little generous, but unbelievable rush in the first period. A good rush there, but a little overzealous when his opportunity didn't come to fruition. And now the Flames find themselves shorthanded for the second time in the game.
Canucks 0-for-1 on the power play tonight as the Flames head to a penalty kill powered by GSL GM City. Visit GSL for massive savings on all hail-damaged vehicles. GSL GM City, simple, honest, different. Face off to Rommel's right. Henrik Sedin wins the draw against Matt Stajan. Verbata with a drive right along the ice, right into the pads of Ramo, who holds on.
Canucks a year ago tied for eighth on the power play at 19.3. This is their second of the game. The Flames, one area they'd like to improve, penalty killing, 80.6%. They were tied for 20th in the league at the end of last regular season.
Stajan and Boma the forwards, Russell and Weidman the defensemen for this part of the penalty kill. Henrik and Daniel Sedin out there, along with Brandon Sutter, who's got a goal in the game. Radim Verbata playing the left point. Alex Edler the right point, so four forwards on the power play. From the Flames shorthanded, Stajan trying to create something. It's taken down by Sutter. Both guys a little slow to get up as Henrik Sedin comes in up the right wing side and drops. Verbata shoots. Good kick saved by Ramo. And now Russell gets spun off the puck by Daniel Sedin. No penalty call. The officials not favorites of the fans here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome tonight. Henrik Sedin back in his own zone, swings it up the left wing side to Edler with a minute 19 left in the Dougie Hamilton penalty. 9:42 to play in the second period. It's the Canucks 2 and the Flames 1 as the Flames shoot the puck down the ice. They switch up their penalty kill personnel. Monahan and Juris the forwards, Giordano and Engelin the defenseman for part 2 of the penalty kill. Here comes Hutton. Slides it up the left side. Berge gets across the Flames' blue line. Has it stolen. Monahan flips it ahead. And now a 2-on-1. Juris raises it up the right side. But a great play by Tanev as he steals the puck. Now Giordano battling to get it back. Giordano's going to steal it in the near quarter. Upton flips it in behind the net. Juris racing after it. The battle with Tanev along the far boards. It finally comes free. Juris gets taken down as Berchi brings it across the Flames line. Berchi drops. Upton shoots. And now Rommel's run over by Burrows. Englund's going to go after Burrows. We've got a Canucks penalty call coming.
And I guarantee you, Alex Burrows wants no piece, no part of Derek Englund. And frankly, I don't blame him.
Well, Derek Englund, who is one tough customer, had 53 penalty minutes in 76 regular season games, and then he had 42 in Game 2 versus the Canucks. Do you remember when he fought two guys at the same time? That was something, Lou.
And was in control of both at the same time. Dorsett and Hamhuis.
Yeah.
And basically looked at the bench and went, you want to bring a third guy in.
All right, so a little four-on-four hockey coming up here. 25 seconds left in the Hamilton penalty, and then the Flames will head to a power play brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames.
Might be a turning point in the game right there. Willie Desjardins will not be happy with that Alexander Burrows penalty.
Completely unnecessary.
No need.
The play was over.
And they were on the power play.
We'll see if that fires up the Flames. Faceoff coming up to Miller's left. Backlund loses the draw to McCann. I'll tell you, Jared McCann's been good in that faceoff circle tonight.
He does not look overwhelmed at all in his NHL regular season debut.
The Flames, as a team, did win 64% of the faceoffs in the first period. That's a good number. Here's Weidman back at his blue line, plays it up the left wing. Russell comes across the Canucks line, gets hit and knocked off the puck by Barkowski. And now Barkowski gives it away to Frolik. But Frolik has it swept off the stick, smartly by Hamhuis. Loose puck picked up in the neutral zone by Hansen, who has a goal tonight. And he'll cross center and flutter it into the far quarters. The Canucks change, and as the Flames head to the power play. 8:10 to go in the second period. The Canucks have a 2-1 lead, but here come the Flames trying to tie it. Monahan and up the left wing side. Banks it off the end boards, up the near side to Weidman. He plays it down low to Monahan in the corner. Monahan trying to kick it to Hudler, but it bounces by him and by Weidman. And now Prust will race out to the red line. Prust crosses the Flames' blue line, tries to go wide on Giordano and gets bowled over by Hudler of all guys as Monahan will swoop in to pick up the loose puck and clear it out. And now Hamhuis pokes it back in. And now Weidman will skate it out to center for the Flames. 48 seconds left in the Canucks penalty. Here's Weidman, the right wing side, trying to knock the puck to Gaudreau. But hops away from him. And now Horvat has it. Horvat races it up the left wing side. But Monahan on a back check steals it. And then runs into his own man, Giordano. And goes crashing down to the ice. Little Keystone Cops there.
You're just happy to see them both get up and be all right.
Now the captain will swing it up the right side ahead to Gaudreau. Crosses the Canucks line, stops right point, and plays it rink wide. Giordano steps in, he shoots, and Miller makes the save.
Best opportunity on the power play. It's had a tough time getting going. The entries have been really difficult. The Canucks have done a nice job making them difficult as Giordano moved up into the slot area, took a nice cross-ice feed that time. Good wrist shot. Miller again in good position to make the save.
Ryan Miller's 14th professional season. Parts of 12 with the Sabres. Part of one with the Blues. And now in his second season with the Canucks. Here's a loose puck in front. Miller swats it away. And the Canucks will clear the puck down the ice.
That might have been his best save of the night. The Canucks cleared it right off Frolik. And Miller had to make a sensational right pad save.
Here comes Frolik up the left side. He shoots. That's kicked away by the left pad of Miller. Now Ferland picks it up as the Burrows penalty comes to an end. Ferland to Frolik in front with a shot kicked away by Miller. And now Ferland touches the puck and they're going to say that it was knocked down with a high stick. The Flames fans aren't happy with the officials again. We'll let them cool off as we head to a commercial break with 6 minutes and 41 seconds left in the second period here at the Saddle Dome. The Canucks suddenly holding on a little bit. The Flames have cut their lead in half to 2-1. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Siri, my buddy needs a vehicle, but dude has horrible credit. Even his mama won't lend him money. Any advice?
Tell him to go see Howard at Road Sport Auto Credit.
But his credit is really bad.
Howard can get anyone approved. All he needs is 2 pay stubs and $29.
Wow, Howard at Road Sport Auto Credit. Any other advice?
Yes, no more naked selfies.
Bad credit? No problem. At Road Sport Auto Credit, drive your new vehicle home home today, online at RoseportAutoCredit.com, or see Howard in the little house across from Sobeys on 17th Avenue and 50th Street Southeast.
Enter Safeway $1 Million Score and Win. Just shop at Safeway and swipe your Air Miles collector card. When any Flames player scores 5 goals in a game, you could win $1 million. You could also win a trip for two courtesy of Dreams Resorts and Spas and RedTag.ca. Get a bonus entry when you buy Sponge Towels Ultra. Shop and play at Safeway. No purchase necessary. See in store for full rules and regulations. The Flames play here. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
On the Flames energy board with 6 minutes and 41 seconds left in the second period, it's the Canucks 2 and the Flames 1. That's what's happening here at Scotiabank Saddledome. And now to run through what's happening elsewhere on the Reed Build Homes out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Just one other game underway on the NHL ice right now. San Jose leads Los Angeles 2-1 after 20 minutes of play. Two final scores. Montreal gets by Toronto 3-1. The Rangers take out Chicago 3-2. The Chicago Cubs win the NL wildcard game. They're off to the NLDS against St. Louis. Chicago goes to Pittsburgh and beats the Pirates 4-0.
Thank you, sir. How'd you like to win the 50-50 draw tonight, Lou?
I would like to win it a lot.
Great internet. We're not even through the second period. It's $157,000.
Wow. I need a ticket.
Puck loose and beyond the Canucks net as the wave starts here at the Saddledome. Hutton spins away from Frolik. Makes a nice pass ahead. Press will boot the puck back to Cracknell, who crosses the red line, lifts it high in the air and into the far corner. Dorsett racing in there on the forecheck. Hit hard by Englund, who knocks the puck free. Now Kulak up the right side to Juris, who moves it right wide to Frolik. He'll drop it back to Bennett. Bennett steps in. Bennett hard to the net. Flips it just wide. That was a good move by Sam Bennett.
That's Sam Bennett at his best right there. Cutting on that inside edge to get to the net and nearly tied the game.
Pocket beyond the Flames net. Canucks changing as Engelund sets up the breakout with a little bit less than 6 minutes to play in the second period. Engelund out to center ahead to Jones. He'll bounce it into the Canucks zone. Pick it up himself. Jones hit by Berchie. Kicks the puck to Stajan. Stajan trying to center. Flying in there in the forecheck. Ferland steamrolls his former teammate Berchie, but the Canucks still clear to the Flames' blue line. Here's Weidman at center ice. He'll left it high in the air, right in on Miller, who is Stajan racing towards his net. Takes no chances and will freeze for a faceoff. We'll take a timeout. 5:28 to play in period number two. The Canucks up 22-14 on the shot clock and 2-1 on the scoreboard. The Flames are coming. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Where's the 2015 clearance event? Under the Toyota Tower at South Point Toyota. Where are Corollas for $88 semi-monthly with zero down? Under the tower. Where else? Where are 300 Toyotas including Highlander and RAV4? South Point Toyota. Rebates up to 10 grand? Under the tower at South Point Toyota. Where's the home of $1,000 in free gas? Under the tower. Where is the 2015 clearance event? Here's a timely reminder from the next announcer.
Under the giant Toyota Tower, South Point Toyota, Deerfoot and Barlow Trail South.
The ultimate luxury is simplicity, like the all-new 2016 Volvo XC90 SUV, the safest and most innovative Volvo ever. The XC90 simplifies the complex, replacing a cluster of buttons with an elegant and intuitive 9-inch touchscreen interface. It is as much a sight to behold as it is a pleasure to navigate. Take the XC90 and its IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus rating for a test drive at Valentine Volvo today. Visit ValentineVolvo.com for details.
960 on AM, streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Also on the Rogers Radio app. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes Save of the Game. For every save made by a Flames netminder this season, Shane Holmes donates $5 to that great cause, Kid Sport Calgary. Go to ShaneHolmes.com for all the details.
Faceoff coming up to Ryan Miller's left. He has turned away 13 of 14 Flame shots at the other end. Kari Rommel's been a busier guy. He has turned away 20 of 22 Canucks shots. Do the math. It's the Canucks 2 and the Flames 1 with 5:28 left in the second period. Monahan will take the faceoff against Henrik Sedin. Canucks captain wins the draw. Bartkowski bounces it up the near boards, not out. Monahan holds it in, tries a shot. That one's blocked by Henrik Sedin in front. And now Henrik Bounces it up the right wing side ahead to Sutter, and he'll kick it in behind the Flames' net. Ramuho to get it. Dangerous play. Canucks steal it. Sutter trying the wraparound. Can't get a shot off. Is now Giordano. We'll slide it ahead to Monahan, who crosses center. Monahan into the Canucks zone. We'll slip the puck ahead. Gaudreau trying to feed it out in front to Hudler, but his pass is intercepted by Bartkowski, who can't clear it out. Bartkowski bounces it in behind his net. Cam Useful will pick it up in the far corner and leave it there for Bartkowski as the Flames back off the change. The Canucks defenseman carries it out to center, bouncing it off the blade of Daniel Sedin's stick and in behind the Flames' net as the Canucks now make a change. Giordano, being pressured by Burrows, will drop it back to Hamilton. Fires it up the fireboards and off the stick of Tanev. So no icing call on the Flames, who go flying in there with a forecheck. Boma and Backlund can't come up with it, but it is held in left point. Bolek spins and shoots and misses the Canucks' net. Brandon Bolek scored one goal during the regular season, two goals in the postseason as McCann steps in and takes a shot. Had a couple in the preseason against the Canucks, Lou. And he's a guy who scored seven two seasons ago for the Blackhawks. I wouldn't be shocked to see him get back into that range again.
Nope, neither would I. Jared McCann, that puck exploded off his stick.
Puck dumped into the Flame zone. Kulak being pressured by Prust. And now Dorsett hits Bennett far quarter. Bennett, the 19-year-old, winning a battle for the puck against a very tough guy in Dorsett. And now Frolik comes in to help out. Now Dorsett has it. He tries centering, but his pass bounces off Bennett's stick. Ahead to Bolig. And now Frolik feeds it up the right wing side to Engelin, and he'll dump it in behind the Canucks net as the Flames make a change. Frolik in there on the forecheck trying to steal it. Juris 2, but it's Dorsett who picks it up and clears it out to the red line. Dorsett will grab it there. Protect it from Frolik and dump it in behind the Flames net. The Canucks making another change with 3:20 left in the second period and a 2-1 lead. Here's Bennett to Russell, who joins the rush. He tries to dance by Bartkowski and loses the puck. Here come the Canucks the other way, led by Berchi, who takes a slap shot. Rommel the save. Rebound! Swatted wide of an open net by Verbata.
Oh, how did he miss that? The 31 goal getter from a season ago.
Equaled his career high with those 31 tallies. Should have had his first right there. Here comes Horvat in. He'll drop Verbata. Shoots. Rommel the save. Rebound picked up by Horvat far quarter. Russell bumps him off the puck. Juris will grab it and lift it high in the air. Now a race for it. Gaudreau gets there first. Steps in, drops it off. Hudler to Monahan, and a diving breakup by Ham Hughes. Here's Hudler behind the Canucks net. Hudler's got the Flames' only goal so far in this game. Hudler will leave it up along the near boards. His pass to Gaudreau, knocked away. But the puck is held in right point by Hamilton. Now Monahan shovels it ahead to Hudler. Hudler bumped by Ham Hughes in the near quarter. Gaudreau goes in there to fight for it for the Flames. He's being pinned to the boards by Horvat. Puck stuck in their skates. You can hear the referee yelling, move it, move it. Still under a pile of players in the near quarter. Finally, Tanev digs it free, and he'll lift it high in the air and softly into Flames territory.
Chris Tanev has had an outstanding hockey game for the Canucks.
Hamilton bounces it off Ferland's stick into the Canucks zone, and now Ferland steals it from Ham Hughes. He leaves it behind, stage him with a slap shot. And it's blocked by Ham Hughes. Make that Tanev. Puck to the left point to Giordano. The Flames captain flips it in behind the Canucks net. Berlin picks it up, centers it in front. Jones has it knocked away beautifully by Tanev. Here come the Canucks the other way. Henrik Sedin up the left side, dances it and shoots, and Rommel makes the save. And then it bounces off his brother Daniel, and we've got a stoppage in play as the pace starts to pick up here at the Saddle Dome with a minute and a half remaining in the middle stanza.
Chances at both ends, but the Flames have not been able, during some of their best forays into the zone, to get any shots on goal. Chris Tanev, I just mentioned it, and right after that he did a great job breaking up about three different opportunities, and he and Ham Hughes, at the end of a very long shift, with the long second period change, we're out of gas. But the Flames, they just can't seem to make that one extra pass on somebody's stick that could truly lead to a great chance.
Chris Tanev doing a lot of terrific things defensively in this game against the Flames. Offensively, established new career highs in assists with 18 and points with 20 last season. Scored only two goals, but one of them was the overtime winner on December 20th versus the Flames. And he celebrated his 25th birthday with that goal.
Yeah, 18 seconds into the extra period.
A little bit more than 1 minute left in the second period here at the Saddle Dome. The Flames Trailed the Canucks 2-1. It was 2-0 before Yuri Hudler made it a one-goal game again with the only goal so far in the second period. Puck bounces up to the earboards. Backlund plays it in front to Boma. Moves it right point to Englund. Englund trying to give the puck back to Backlund. McCann gets in the way, though, and now it's stuck in his skates and will squirt out and out to center ice. Giordano will cross the red line and dump it in. Flames start to make a change. The Canucks will follow suit as Edler bounces it off Sutter's stick and into the Flames zone. Giordano will push the puck far side to Hamilton, who weaves his way over the red line, crosses center, and rips it in behind the Canucks net. Gaudreau and Monahan in there on the forecheck. But Bartkowski beats them to the puck and leaves it in behind the net for Edler, who flips it up the far side to Henrik Sedin, and he'll lug it across the red line and softly dump it in behind the Flames net. Rommel's out to get it, clears it into the far quarter. Henrik Sedin picks it up there. He's being watched by Hudler. Henrik to the right point, Tanev. Across the line to Ham Hughes. Ham Hughes a long shot, and they score! Dan Ham Hughes with a seeing-eye shot from the left point. It may have gone off a Canuck stick in front and then between the legs of the Flames goaltender Kari Rommel. And with 5 seconds left in the second period, the Canucks regain their two-goal lead. It's 3-1.
That is ouch with a capital O for the Flames. Any shot's a good one. Rommel came out to make the save, and it looked like it caromed off his pad, and then Daniel Sedin and in. It may have even gone off Giordano, who was trying to keep him away from the net. But nonetheless, it's going to count. And the Canucks with an enormous goal late in the frame.
And it gives them a 3-1 lead. Face off to center ice. Stajan wins the draw. Jones will drop the puck. Wide, but it'll slide it into the Canucks zone, and that'll do it for the second period here at the Saddle Dome. Flames had something going, but they give up a goal with 5 seconds remaining in the middle stanza, and I'm guessing Daniel Sedin's going to get credit for it. It looked like it went off his skate and then into the net, and that gives the Canucks a 2-tally lead through 2 periods of play in the season opener. It's the Canucks 3 and the Flames 1 following 40 minutes.
And he is getting credit for it. His second point of the game from Ham Hughes and Tanev at 19:55, and the Flames head to the room trailing in their season and home opener by a pair.
So we'll see if the Findaway Flames can come from behind to win this game in the third period, something we saw them do 13 times regular season and postseason 1 season ago. Right now we're going to head down to the Canucks dressing room to chat with rookie Jared McCann. Jared, your first game here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome. It's the season opener for both sides. How are you feeling out there tonight?
Really good. Started off a little bit slow with some jitters coming into my first game. So,
Jared, when did you start to feel like you could really make this team as far as your work in the preseason is concerned?
I feel like I had a pretty good summer, and had some injuries in the summer that set me back a bit, but I had some time to work on it in Vancouver, and I feel like I did a pretty good job.
Jared, what's key for your group now in period number 3?
Just keep at it. Keep getting pucks deep and keep getting on their D.
Jared, appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jared McCann of the Canucks as Vancouver leads 3-1 after 40 minutes of play here at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Coming up in intermission number 2, another look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Joey Kenward will join us from Canucks TV, but up next, your second period summary. It's opening night from the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Unfortunately, the Flames trail the Canucks 3-1 after 2 periods. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The time to buy a new home is now. At Rebuild Homes, your choices are endless. Bungalow, two-story, 3 or 4 bedroom, with or without a garage, side-by-side, or semi-estate. Add a den, bonus room, walk-through pantry, or all three. Rebuild Homes has it all. Plus, get up to 10,000 air miles reward miles with every purchase. Visit the show homes in Chestermere, Airdrie, Cochrane, and Strathmore. View the vast selection of home plans and express homes at RebuildHomes.com.
Rob Kerr talks Flames hockey and the National Hockey League on the drive home during the Flames at 5. Weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Listen for the big news from the world's fastest game. Breaking hockey news from any and all of the 30 teams in the NHL. Big guests, big news, and of course, Rob's expert opinion. He knows this game. Rob Kerr on the Flames at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber, the superheroes of plumbing and heating. Call 403-257-1766 or online at PeteThePlumber.com for all your plumbing and heating needs. Home for the Calgary Flames, we are Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
40 minutes are done. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey. Time for the second period intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Canucks lead the Flames 3-1 after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Now the second period summary. Vancouver opened the scoring just past the midway mark of the first period. Yannick Hansen gets his first of the season. Ben Hutton and Alex Burrows draw the assist at 10:34 to make it 1-0. Then a late goal for Vancouver at 18:01. Brandon Sutter knocks one out of midair for his first of the season. Daniel Sedin draws the assist, and after 20 minutes of play, Vancouver led by a 2-0 score. But Calgary gets on the board early in the second period.
Here comes Huther dancing in. Huther shoots and scores! On a perfect pass from Johnny Gaudreau, Yuri Hudler finds the five hole of Ryan Miller. He scores the Flames' first goal of the season and cuts the Canucks' lead to 2-1.
For Hudler, his first of the season. Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan draw the assist at 3:39. The Flames cut the lead in half, but don't do a whole lot for the rest of the period. It looked like we were going to the second intermission with Calgary trailing by a 2-1 score, but then very late in the second.
Across the line to Ham Hughes. Ham Hughes a long shot, and they score! Dan Ham Hughes with a seeing-eye shot from the left point. It may have gone off a Canuck stick in front and then between the legs of the Flames goaltender Kari Ramo. And with 5 seconds left in the second period, the Canucks regain their two-goal lead. It's 3-1.
For the Canucks, it would actually be Daniel Sedin who tips in the goal. His first of the season from Dan Hamhuis and Chris Tanev at 19:55. So the Canucks lead 3-1 now. Vancouver outshooting Calgary 11-5 in that second period. So they've outshot the Flames 26-14 after 40. Calgary 0-2 on the power play in the second. They're 0-2 tonight. Vancouver goes 0-1 on the power play in the second. And they are 0-2 tonight as well. That's the second period summary. Tip Top Tailors are the official clothing sponsor of Flames Radio. Shop all the brands you love, like the latest collection of Grafton 1853 men's clothes at Tip Top Tailors. Over 100 stores across Canada. Find your nearest location at tiptoptailors.ca. Up next, Joey Kenward from Canucks TV chimes in as the Flames trail the Canucks 3-1 after 40. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You're listening to CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960.
It's back. The 17th annual Spin to Win is on now at Mr. Fireplace. Until October 17th, spin anywhere between 15 to 50% off. Choose from great brands like Heat & Glow, Heat-O-Later, Quadrifier, and Harman. Now's the time to save big on Heat & Glow fireplaces. No one builds a better fireplace than Heat & Glow, and no one has a better deal than Mr. Fireplace. Like Mr. Fireplace on Facebook for a chance to veto your first spin. Mr. Fireplace, locally owned and operated, doing it right for 48 years.
Slim Thighs. Live in concert. Friday, October 16th, Scotiabank Saddle Dome. With special guests, Suicidal Tendencies, and Beartooth. On sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com, all Ticketmaster outlets, or call 1-855-955-5000.
40 minutes are done. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey. Time for the second period intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames trail the Canucks 3-1 after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Pat Steinberg along with you here in your second intermission. If you're hungry this break, there's only one way to satisfy your craving. Big Chief Meat Snacks. High protein, 100% beef snacks made in Calgary. bite me. And now one of Big Chief's biggest fans and also the host of Canucks TV, Joey Kenward, joins us here in the second intermission.
Big fan. Huge fan.
Love your Big Chief.
Every time I come to the Saddle Dome, the first priority, whether it's at morning skate or before the game, is to get into your live on-site broadcast location right by the Vancouver Canucks dress room to get that beef jerky. It is outstanding.
You know what? And we make sure that we have it every time just for you.
I'm sure you do.
What do you think of the Canucks through 40? I've got to say, after weathering the storm in the first 5-6 minutes of this first period, as you'd expect in a team's home opener, they've been very, very solid.
Yeah, they have. This is one of the faster Vancouver Canucks teams, I think, that we've seen put together here in recent years out on the West Coast. They had a very, very solid opening 40 minutes, had some timely goals as well. Brandon Sutter's goal with just under 2 minutes to go in the first period. Nice hand-eye coordination. Yep. That's a big boost for the group going into the locker room. And then, after relinquishing the two-goal lead, they get an even bigger goal from Daniel Sedin with just 5 seconds to go in that middle frame of action. So Canucks have been full value for the two-goal advantage, and they're certainly making life very difficult for Kari Rommel. 26 shots through 40 minutes is pretty good for any road team in the league.
Yeah, for sure. I got to ask you about a guy that, you know, watching him on TV and watching him in the game that he played here in the preseason, and then watching him tonight. Jared McCann's a heck of a hockey player. Like, that shot that he took, I know it missed by a couple inches, but, man, that guy's got an NHL shot.
He does, and he has earned the opportunity to be here on opening night, and it's a great story. Last year, when he was a first-round pick of the Canucks, the same draft that Jake Virtanen has taken in round one, Jared McCann, going into training camp, had mono. He didn't get a chance to experience any preseason action last year.
Yeah, didn't even get into Penticton.
Didn't even get into the Young Stars tournament. This year, given a clean bill of health, and did very well in Penticton, did very, very well in the NHL preseason. You saw him here live in person at the Saddle Dome. Now you're seeing him in his first NHL game. And, yeah, it's a long road ahead for any teenager on any team in the National Hockey League. But he has looked very, very poised on the ice when he's got the puck. And you can already tell now he's getting the instructions of where to go when he doesn't have the puck. And that sometimes is not an easy adjustment for junior hockey players to step into that type of role at the NHL level. What's also cool tonight is his parents are here, and they, from London, Ontario, were on holiday down in Glendale, Arizona. They flew up here to Calgary this afternoon when they got word that McCann was in the lineup. They're here in Cowtown watching their boy make his NHL debut tonight. And the way he's going right now, he very well could be well-deserving to have a goal in his NHL debut.
When do we see Jake Virtanen, do you think? Like, is that up in the air? Are we expecting that on Saturday? Like, what do you think?
Good question. I wouldn't be surprised if he draws into the lineup, but the way things are going for Vancouver right now, why mess with what's been going pretty good up and down the four forward lines? But he'll get his opportunity, no question. He, like McCann, had a very good NHL preseason. And like McCann, it was his first opportunity to play and skate against full-time NHLers. He had come off of shoulder surgery this time last year, never got into Penticton, never got into exhibition games. And now, with a clean bill of health and playing with a lot of confidence, he too has done very well offensively and physically. And that's what he'll need to do in order to stay with this club full-time.
Final guy I want to ask you about is Ben Hutton. Different story than Virtanen, different story than McCann. Those guys are 19-year-olds after 3 years in junior Maine, and we're talking about an older guy, a 2012 draft pick in Ben Hutton. But he's absolutely earned his spot on this roster too, hasn't he?
22 years old, but what he does have in common with those younger guys is that he just has gone through his first NHL training camp, his first NHL preseason, and now, you're right, as a 22-year-old defenseman, where he had been playing against older players at the NCAA route the last couple of campaigns, he has not disappointed. And any coach at any level of hockey will tell you, if you can have a surprise player come into the mix that might fly under the radar and play well enough to make your opening night roster, and on top of that, be a defenseman who can add an offensive element to his game, that's a big-time bonus. Ben Hutton is here. It's the first time since 1999 the Vancouver Canucks on their opening day roster have had three rookies draw onto the roster for the club. Two of them are in tonight, and of course Jake Virtanen waiting to get his chance, which will come sooner rather than later, I'm sure.
Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Always good to be here.
It's Joey Kenward of Canucks TV joining us here in the second intermission. Vancouver leading Calgary 3-1 after 40 minutes of play. Stay with us during tonight's Hot Stove Lounge postgame show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will donate $5 to Kids Sport Calgary. Go to ShaneHolmes.com for details. We got your out-of-town scoreboard next as we continue on Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey. This is Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Enjoy a night out that's comfortable, fun, and friendly at Topps Pizza and Sports Bar, a neighborly pub where the pizza is legendary, the wings are famous, and customers are greeted by name.
Great food.
Great friends.
Make some great memories at Topps Pizza and Sports Bar, 5602 4th Street Northwest.
Office space isn't something you think about until you need it. Then it's all you think about. Leases, locations, and logistics, every detail takes you away from running your business. But Regis can make it easy. With one call, you can get furnished offices and support staff wherever and for however long you need them, from short-term to long-term, all on your terms. With 8 locations, including Bankers Hall and Sun Life Plaza, Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
At Okotoks Honda, we do things differently. Just ask hockey player Michael Ferland.
The team at Okotoks Honda is delivering a championship-worthy performance. Their superior customer service and ability to provide quality workmanship makes them the top-notch team. Come to the dealership and tell them Michael Ferland told you to discover the Okotoks Honda difference.
Discover the difference at Okotoks Honda. Open till late Monday to Thursday. 10 minutes south of Calgary or online at OkotoksHonda.com.
40 minutes are done. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey. Time for the second period intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Your score after 40 minutes of play. The Flames trail the Vancouver Canucks by a 2-0 score. We welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Now the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Honoring our brave emergency responders for the month of October, show proof of service for an additional $5,000 discount. For details, visit reedbuildhomes.com. We'll start in the National Hockey League, where the San Jose Sharks have got a 2-1 lead on the Los Angeles Kings, just about to start period at number two. Two final scores for you. Montreal gets by Toronto 3-1, while the Rangers take out Chicago by a 3-2 score. And a big game in Major League Baseball. The NL wildcard game goes to Chicago. They blank the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-0. The Cubs will now take on the St. Louis Cardinals in a National League Division Series. The American League Division Series between the Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers starts tomorrow, 1:37, first pitch, here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan from the Rogers Centre. That's the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes, honoring our brave emergency responders for the month of October. Show proof of service for an additional $5,000 discount. For details, visit reedbuildhomes.com. Well, the Flames will look to chip away at this two-goal deficit they have staring themselves in the face. That's a stunner of a goal that the Canucks score with 5 seconds to go in the second period, but Calgary was pretty darn good in third periods a year ago. Let's see if that magic carries over to a new season. We'll find that out around the corner. Derek Wills and Peter Labardius have your third period play-by-play next. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Smith, go to the left. Carter, go to the right. We need to work together if we're going to win this.
I have an idea. Big Chief Meat Snacks.
What are you talking about, Smith?
They're delicious, 100% beef snacks, high in protein, and sure to give us the energy we need to win. Coach, where are you going?
I'm running against a Big Chief. Timeout!
Beef jerky, beef sticks, or beef and cheese. Whatever you're craving, Big Chief satisfies. Big Chief, proudly Canadian. Visit BigChiefMeatSnacks.com.
Fight me!
When it comes to Chariot Express, I guess you could say we're a specialized trucking company. Whether it's as simple as delivering a skid of construction materials to a safety-compliant work site or lifting 2-ton concrete barriers on or off Stony Trail, we've got you covered. With everything from 35-ton crane trucks to a safety-trained team of light-duty delivery trucks and everything in between, there's nothing Chariot Express can't do. Chariot Express, moving at the speed of Calgary. Visit ChariotExpress.com.
This is the home of the Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues. It's third period play-by-play with the voice of the Flames, Derek Wills. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Regis Business Center's broadcast booth here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. Site for NHL Faceoff 2015. Unfortunately for the Flames, things not going their way in the first 40 minutes of this game versus the Vancouver Canucks. The score through two periods is the Canucks 3 and the Flames 1. Drop in, plug in, and do your best work with short-term, flexible office space all on your terms. We'll get through this together at Regis Business Centers. Call 1-800-OFFICES or visit regis.ca. That's regus.ca. Well, partner, there were plenty of times last season where the Flames went into the third period trailing by a goal or two or three, or even in one case, four, and they found a way to come from behind to win. What do they have to do in the third period versus the Canucks to get back in this hockey game?
I think it's pretty simple. Their best stretch of hockey in this game has been the first 7 minutes of the opening period. They were diligent on the forecheck. They skated. They moved pucks. They went to the net. They've got to have 20 consecutive minutes like that and hope for the best.
In this third period, the Flames with their home red jerseys on will move from right to left on your radios. The Canucks with their road whites from left to right. Stajan wins the opening faceoff of the third period versus Henrik Sedin. And we are underway with the final frame of regulation time. Puck loose in the neutral zone. Dougie Hamilton and Michael Ferland after it, but it's Brandon Sutter who picks it up. Swings it up the right wing side. Henrik Sedin steps in and is stunned by Ramo. A terrific pad save by the Flames goaltender. Should mark down the time of that one, about 20 seconds into the period. Here comes Daniel Sedin with a shot now, and that's off of Dougie Hamilton up over the glass and into the netting. Maybe a game-saving stop by Kari Ramo.
I think it was. I don't think there's any question. You give up the next one, you've got a real big problem. A sliding try by Giordano is excellent lateral cut by Henrik Sedin to the middle of the ice, and Ramo stones him as he's turned aside 24 of 27. The Flames with only 14 shots on Ryan Miller.
Faceoff to Ramo's right. Horvat wins the draw versus Monahan, but now Monahan intercepts a hand-used pass intended for Verbata. Here come the Flames out to center. Weidman on the right side to Monahan, who tries a shot, but it's blocked by Hamhuis, who pins him to the far boards and holds him behind the play as the puck comes loose at the Flames' blue line. Russell swats it ahead. Monahan has his stick broken. Here's a diving attempt by Gaudreau, and he's stopped by Miller. Puck to the left point, and Russell's going to flip it into the far corner. Hamhuis grabs it but can't clear it. Bennett holds it in. Bennett to Hudler. Hudler trying to feed it in front to Gaudreau. Gets taken down by Hamhuis, and the Canucks will clear it out. Here they come. Verbata in front. Horvat, a backhand booted away by Ramo. And now Horvat feeds it in front. Verbata shoots, and he's stopped by Ramo. Boy, I know he's given up three goals, but hard to fault Kari Ramo for the way this game's gone.
Too many good chances given up.
Puck loose at the Canucks' blue line. Juris gets all tangled up with his former teammate Berchi as the puck spurts free. Spezza moving ahead. McCann coughs it up. And now Spezza picks it up. Zigzags through a couple of defenders. Plays the puck into the corner where Engelin grabs it. And he'll clear it out to center ice. Now Juris goes it rink wide to Frolik, who steps in. Frolik shoots. Miller the save. Big rebound off the goaltender's chest. Juris gets to it but can't get a shot off. Here come the Canucks the other way. This game's opened right up. Burrows a long shot, booted away by Ramo. Now Frolik feeds it to Kulak, and he'll move it ahead to Backlund, who crosses the red line. And now the Canucks' blue line stops and drops, but his pass is picked off by Henrik Sedin as the Flames back off the change. Here comes Tanev across the red line, and he'll dump it in behind the Flames' net. Giordano back to get it. Into the boards by Henrik Sedin. The captain's fighting for the puck at the near quarter. It spurts out. Sutter's going to scoop it up. Do some twisting and turning and move it ahead to Henrik. The drops for Daniel near corner. Daniel back to Henrik near half boards. And now down low, Daniel trying to jam it in. Stopped by Ramo. Puck to the left point, Edler. Slaps it right side to Tanev. Tanev to Henrik Sedin. And now to Daniel. Daniel back to Henrik. But his pass in behind the net to Sutter's picked off. Flames can't clear though. Henrik Sedin near quarter. Leaving it near half boards for Tanev. He plays it into the quarter. Giordano grabs it. Bounces it off a stanchion and down the ice. Good bounce there for the Flames as the puck hops right in on Miller. That nullifies the icing call and permits the home team to make a much-needed line change. 3 minutes into the third period, the visiting Canucks out in front by two. The score is 3-1. Here comes Dorsett up the left side with a weak shot, sticked away by Ramo. Now the puck will come loose in the near quarter where it's gobbled up by Monahan. The new alternate captain slides it on the fresh ice, deep into the Canuck zone. Weidman racing in on the forecheck for the Flames. He gets stuck in there deep as Dorsett will lift it up in the air and out to center ice ahead to Cracknell. Cracknell up the left side. Hamhuis steps in. Good blocker save by Ramo on that Hamhuis shot. Now Press spins and shoots and is turned away by Ramo. Kari Ramo keeping the Flames within striking distance. And now here comes Monahan the other way. Monahan backing in. Centers and Frolik can't settle down the puck to get a shot off. He does feed it in front, but his pass to Gaudreau is picked off by Prust, who will lug it out to the red line and clear it into Flames territory as both teams change. From the Flames back in, Kulak a low slap shot, he just misses. Bennett will pick it up in the far corner. Hutton picks his pocket. And now Horvat with a dangerous pass, but a good one ahead to Verbata. He speeds it up the right wing side. Verbata centers, and Ferland gets back, cuts off Berchi, who might have had a tap in if that puck got to him.
He would have. Ferland just saved a goal.
Now it's loose in front of the net. Engelin will grab it and give it to Bennett, and he'll feed it to Ferland at center. Ferland across the Canucks line up the right wing side, but he stops, and Frolik ends up going offside.
Fans, shop at Safeway and listen to future Flames broadcast here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. You can win an all-inclusive trip for two to a Dreams Resort and Spa, courtesy of redtag.ca. That's where Canada shops. For great travel deals, shop at Safeway today. You could be our next lucky winner.
Look at the shots on goal now, Lou. The Flames were up 3-0 and 6-3. The Canucks now up 33-16, more than doubling them up on the shot clock.
This has been a very uncharacteristic defensive game for the Flames. They have given up far too many quality opportunities, and I know they want to take some chances, but if you're going to trade, you better not be giving up two or three to every one that you get, and that's been the case early in this third period.
Face-off right at center ice. Dajan wins the draw, but Jones has his pocket picked, and now Hamhuis will slap it in behind the Flames net. Hansen overskates it in the forecheck for the Canucks. Bolig will grab it, lob it up in the air, and to the Canucks blue line. Hamhuis, near side to Bartkowski. He plays it rink wide. His pass is too far for Burrows, and got an icing call against the Canucks. 15:09 to play in period number three. It's the Canucks 3 and the Flames 1.
Following tonight's game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender this season, Shane Holmes donates $5 to Kids Sport Calgary. For the details, make your way to shaneholmes.com.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's right. Monahan versus McCann. McCann wins the draw. Puck rolls right in on Miller, who's going to cover it with his glove and hold on.
Flames in desperate need of a spark, and give the visitors credit. They've managed the puck very well. Their top two pairings on defense have been just fine. Tanev, probably the best of the lot. Brandon Sutter's done a really nice job on right wing with the Sedins, who have been very dangerous.
Here comes Daniel Sedin across center. He'll dump the puck into the near corner. Henrik in after it, trips up Giordano, and now Henrik centers it in front. Hansen with a one-timer, turned away by Ramo. Another terrific stop by the Flames goaltender. Giordano will cross center with the puck and shoot it in behind the Canucks net, where it's picked up by Tanev, who swings it up the right side ahead to Hansen. He gives the puck to Henrik Sedin, who's nicely knocked off of it by Dougie Hamilton. And now Hamilton will pick it up in the far corner. He has some time and space and will send it out to center. Gaudreau just coughs it up, though. And now Spezza picks it up and leaves it for Hutton. Hutton will bounce it up the near boards. Dorsett lets it slide in beyond the Flames net. Weidman goes back to get it. Gives it to Backlund. Flat-footed, he'll give it to Gaudreau. Throws it into the skates of the linesman. Gets it back. But now Dorsett's going to steal it from Weidman. Dorsett twists in. He leaves it for Hutton, who shoots, and that shot is blocked by Russell. Here comes Juris out to center ice now. Juris muscles it ahead to Boma, who steps in up the left wing. Boma pops the puck up, picks it up, tries the wraparound, and is stopped by Miller. Flames just a look a little out of sync. We'll see if they can figure it out when we come back. 13:57 to play in period at number three. The Canucks doubling them up on the shot clock, 34-17. tripling them up on the scoreboard, where it's 3-1. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sam Bennett for Glenmore Audi.
I am Sam. Sam, I am. I will not drive that ugly van. I will not drive it. Sam, I am. I want to drive only the best. I pick Glenmore Audi over the rest. I want to drive a 2016. I love to see that brand new sheen. I do so love Glenmore Audi, so much so I get rowdy. Now I'm off to shoot the puck. See you soon. Wish me luck.
The Fall for Audi sales event is on. Get 2016 models with lease and finance rates from 1.4%. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
Office space isn't something you think about until you need it. Then it's all you think about. Leases, locations, and logistics, every detail takes you away from running your business. But Regis can make it easy. With one call, you can get furnished offices and support staff wherever and for however long you need them, from short-term to long-term, all on your terms. With 8 locations, including Bankers Hall and Sun Life Plaza, Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
We have your hockey talk covered weekdays during the noon hour. Lunchtime hockey with Sportsnet 960's Hockey Central. 12-1 with Pat Steinberg. Right off the top, we chat with our Flames color analyst, Peter Loubardias. Lubo knows hockey. We're not sure if he has a photographic memory, but it seems that way. Get the latest from the Flames from Lubo on Hockey Central. Brought to you by the Gemini Group. Imagine your life, your style. Your home renovation should be a reflection of you. Give your home the Gemini difference. Follow them on Facebook. Hockey Central at noon. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The Flames play here. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
A little bit less than 14 minutes to play in the third period. It's the Canucks 3 and the Flames 1. Kari Rammo has been sensational since the start of the third period, keeping the home team within striking distance, Lou.
Certainly not his fault that it's 3-1.
Here's Russell off the right wing side to Wyman, who reaches out and knocks the puck into the far corner and races in after it. Wyman's in there on the forecheck. So is Juris. Wyman trying to pick the pocket of Tanev in the near corner. Tanev coughs it up. Bennett will pick it up and knock it into the near corner. Juris one hands it behind the net to Frolik, who overskates the bouncing puck. And now Horvat slides it ahead to Berge, who gives it to Verbata, and he'll dump it in from center ice as both teams start to make changes. Wyman being pressured by Horvat. Leaves it behind for Russell, who will lug it across his blue line. And now the red line. He's got some room. He steps across the Canucks line. Russell, end-to-end, centers it in front, but his pass is blocked by Miller. That was a good rush by Chris Russell. Smart play by Ryan Miller to get his paddle on the ice and block the centering pass. And now we've got an offside call as the Canucks try coming back the other way.
Tonight, a big game on the radio station. Tomorrow, a large baseball game. 1:30 the time, the Toronto Blue Jays' first playoff game since 1993. You can hear it right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. David Price, Giovanni Gallardo in game number one of the American League Division Series. We'll have all the action for you right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, starting at 1:30.
Works out really well schedule-wise. No conflicts between the Flames and the Blue Jays for that best of five American League Division Series, so we'll have every Flames game all season long and every Blue Jays game for at least the first round here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. If there is a conflict moving forward, our sister station 660 News will have the Jays. Puck loose in the neutral zone. Jones throws ahead and Bartkowski after he dumps the puck in. Giordano will grab it in behind the Flames net and set up the breakout. Giordano will long lead pass to Jones, who knocks it into the Canucks zone, but is immediately cleared back down the ice by Hamhuis. Giordano ahead to Jones. He steps in, shoots. Good save by Miller. Takes that Jones shot off his right shoulder and knocks it away. Now Jones, right point to Hamilton. Hamilton shoots that shot. Bounces off a body in front. The puck's held into the blue line by Jones. Jones near quarter to Gaudreau. And now left point, Giordano, a long shot, and he snaps it about 5 feet wide on the short side. Now Hamilton trying a sharp angle shot. That's blocked by Daniel Sedin, who clears the puck to center. Seeing a little something here from the Flames, who are trying to make this a one-goal game again. Almost got caught with too many men, but here comes Huether off the bench across the Canucks line. His drop pass to Monahan's intercepted. Edler plays it up the near side to Burrows, who steps in, fires it to the net, and they score! Alex Burrows simply puts the puck on net. It bounces off Dennis Wideman and in. It's been that kind of night for the Flames as the Canucks take a 4-1 lead.
Yeah, Weidman gets back to try and defend the pass attempt. Headed towards Yannick Hansen, who opened the scoring tonight. And Weidman, unfortunately, with what turns into a perfect redirect, and Alexander Burrows, who scored 18 a season ago, has his first of 2015-2016.
You have to feel for Kari Rommel.
You sure do.
Well, Flames certainly have their work cut out for them now if they didn't already. 4-1 Canucks. Engelin blasted up the near boards. Here comes Backlund across his blue line, and now the red line, and now into Canucks territory as he dumps it behind the net. Boma goes racing in after it. Boma gets there first, but gets pushed off the puck by Edler. Backlund will grab it, spin and shoot, and Miller, like picking cherries, will grab the puck with his glove and hold on, and now a little pushing and shoving at the end of the play. Brandon Bolig maybe trying to get his team going here.
Well, that's exactly it, and don't forget these teams play again in Vancouver in the Canucks home opener. And their fan base will be a little happier if this score holds up. And the Canucks, you have to give them full marks. They've been the better team. They are deserving of the lead here this evening.
I think they've been the more desperate of the two teams, and they've certainly executed better. Canucks will get it in deep. Dorsett racing after it. Bumped off the puck by Engelin. And now Kulak will corral it in the far corner. He gets all tangled up with Cracknell. Bolig in there helping out. Dorsett able to dig it free, but he gets hit and knocked off the puck by Engelin. He bounces it up the near boards, not out. Bartkowski, a long shot, blocked by his own man, Prust, who now taps it right point to Bartkowski. Bartkowski gets a return feed from Cracknell, plays it across the line. Hamuse, a long shot, and he sails it wide. And now Backlund will chip the puck out to center. Boma racing after it. Hamuse beats him to it, but now Backlund's going to steal it from Bartkowski. Backlund trying to play it out in front, but his pass to Frolik bounces away. Giordano does hold the puck in at the blue line, though. At least momentarily, is now Hamuse. Will send it out to center. Rabada lifts it up in the air and deep into the far corner. Canucks will change with 10:23 left in the third period and a 3-tally lead in the Flames in NHL faceoff 2015. It is the opener of a home-and-home series, as Lou mentioned, the rematch coming up on Saturday night. Flames should be fired up for that one if this game doesn't start going their way. Here's Berchi behind the Flames net. Twisting and turning in the far corner. He'll saucer it back to the blue line. Speeds up with a shot. Blocked out in front by the captain. Giordano getting in the way of that shot, as now Frolik gives it to Juris, and he'll dump it into the Canucks zone. Right in on the goaltender, Miller, who will hold on for a faceoff. We'll take a timeout. 9:51 to play in period number three. It's been almost all Canucks tonight. They lead the Flames 4-1. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The time to buy a new home is now. At Reed Built Homes, your choices are endless. Bungalow, two-story, three or four-bedroom, with or without a garage, side-by-side, or semi-estate. Add a den, bonus room, walk-through pantry, or all three. Reed Built Homes has it all. Plus, get up to 10,000 air miles reward miles with every purchase. Visit the show homes in Chestermere, Airdrie, Cochrane, and Strathmore. View the vast selection of home plans and express homes at ReedBuiltHomes.com.
Hello, it is Boomer and Warner. Thursday, gonna look back at the home opener retro. Were you so excited to be signing autographs over at Fort Calgary? It was a real thrill, right?
The people were excited.
They were very excited to meet you. So we'll look back on the home opener and get ready for the first Blue Jay playoff game in 103 years.
Always earned, never given.
That's
just
right.
Like Wilsey said.
Can't wait.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Nominate your community's unsung hero for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
On the Flames Energy Board, there is 9:51 remaining in regulation time, and barring an incredible comeback by the Flames, probably in this game, the Canucks with a 3-tally lead, it is 4-1. Now, To update what's happening elsewhere on the Reed Build Homes out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
A couple final scores from the NHL tonight had Vancouver getting by Toronto 3-1. The Rangers take out Chicago 3-2 after 40 minutes of play. It's been all Sharks in Los Angeles. They lead the Kings by a 4-1 score. And in Major League Baseball, the Cubs off to the NLDS. They win the NL Wild Card game with a 4-0 win over Pittsburgh.
And a vicious hit in that game, Lou, between the Kings and the Sharks, California rivals.
Dustin Brown on Logan Couture. It is not pretty. Should be under review.
I'm sure it will be. This game will be under review. I have a feeling the Flames are going to spend a lot of time watching video trying to correct things that have gone wrong in this contest versus the Canucks. It's not over yet, though. Here comes Daniel Sedin, centering it in front. Brandon Sutter is shot, and he snaps it just wide. Walk back to the right point. Sutter holds it in, bounces it in behind the Flames net. Henrik Sedin will take over and slide it near corner to Sutter. Sutter down low to Daniel Sedin, who leaves it for his twin brother Henrik. The Canucks captain to the alternate captain, Daniel, near corner. Back down low to Henrik. Henrik held up along the end boards by Stage and tries feeding it in front. Good intercept by Weidman. He'll play the puck up the right wing side to Jones, who crosses the center and dumps it in. Both teams changing with less than 9 minutes left. Stajan steals the puck, tries feeding it in front. His pass to Gaudreau's picked off. Johnny Gaudreau being double shifted at times in this third period. Here he comes, Gaudreau behind his back. Pudler with a weak slap shot, and he slides it 3 feet wide on the far side. And now McCann's hauled down by Hamilton. Penalty call coming up against the Flames. Here's Hansen. Canucks get their goaltender Miller to the bench. And an extra attacker on the ice, Bartkowski, will pick it up and drop it back. But his pass goes right between McCann and Hamhuis. And the puck ends up back in Canucks territory with a delayed Flames penalty call coming up. I thought that call was borderline, especially with some of the stuff that hasn't been called tonight. As Ramo touches the puck, we've got a whistle. And the Flames are about to head to the power play. Brought to you by GSL GM City. Visit GSL for massive savings on all hail-damaged vehicles. GSL GM City, simple, honest, different.
Dougie Hamilton in deep. He's had some very good moments in the game trying to make something happen. And the old can opener pulls down 19-year-old Jared McCann to the ice. And the Flames shorthanded for the third time, trailing by three.
McCann's been impressive.
Very, very impressive. Solid.
Flames 2-for-2 on the penalty kill tonight. You're looking for a bright spot, and they win this faceoff and immediately shoot the puck down the ice. Boma and Backlund the forwards, Russell and Weidman the defenseman to start off the PK. Slowly out to center, here's Edler. He'll leave it behind for Henrik Sedin, who gives it to Verbata. He winds and fires a shot, is stopped by Ramo. Now Weidman can't get it out. Daniel Sedin into the near corner to Henrik. Henrik has his pocket picked by Russell. The puck gets stuck in his skates. Backlund digs it free but can't get it out. Edler holds it in. Edler with a shot. Stopped by Ramo. Big rebound. Sutter's shot. Turned away by Ramo, who holds on.
Kari Ramo, despite giving up four, who knows how the Flames with this three goaltending scenario go on Saturday, but I think he's more than held up his bargain in this game.
Jonas Hiller, the backup tonight. Bob Hartley made it pretty clear that his number one goaltender is Kari Ramo right now. His number two goaltender is Jonas Hiller. Yoni Ordia was number three on that list. Doesn't mean we won't see him on Saturday night, though. They've got three good options, Lou.
They sure do. 38-19 are the shots in this game.
Face off to Ramo's right. Stajan loses the draw. Horvat wins it. Here's Hutton in the near circle. Hutton dropping. Burroughs steps in. Burroughs trying to center. Good diving block by Englund. And now Stajan will scoop it up and play it rink ride. Frolik comes across the Canucks line up the right wing side. Frolik centers. Stajan hard to the net. Giordano as well. But he overskates the loose puck in front. That was a simple play. Put the puck on net, send bodies to the net, and good things tend to happen.
Even shorthanded.
Yep. Here comes Berchi either way. Former Flames, first round pick up the left wing side, rims it around to the right point. Hutton slides it across the line to Tanev, who taps it back to Berchi. Berchi to Tanev, back to Berchi, far half boards. He sneaks in, has no shooting lane, spins back to the boards, steps in, centers Horvat with a shot stop. Ramo able to gobble up the bouncing puck before Burles can get to it.
good distribution and patience from former Flame Sven Berchi to find young Bo Horvat in the high slot, and his shot from a very good location hit a body before it made its way to Kari Rommel. Out of sync. That is how I would phrase things for the Flames after about the first 6 minutes of the opening period.
I would agree wholeheartedly. Berchi acquired from the Flames by the Canucks in exchange for a second-round pick back on March 2nd. That 53rd overall pick, Rasmus Anderson. Maybe a good trade for both teams. Here's Daniel Sedin in behind the net to Sutter. Sutter spins away from Weidman far quarter and knocks it in behind the net to Henrik Sedin. He centers. His pass bounces right over the blade of Daniel's stick. Back to Hamhuis, who shoots. He stopped. Loose puck in front, and the Sedins can't get to it. Daniel got chopped down. Henrik just couldn't get to the puck. Here come the Flames the other way. Backlund stepping in. Gets stopped by Miller. Now Backlund centers. Boma shoots. Good right pad kick save by Miller.
Best two chances of the whole period for the Flames.
And now here comes Sutter off the right wing side. He crosses Sutter, skips the puck right in on Rommel, who turns it away and leaves it there for Engelund. 5:55 left in the third period. Canucks out in front of the Flames by three. It is 4-1 in the season opener for both sides. The Canucks defeated the Flames 4-2 in the season opener here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome last season. Won the first two games of the season series. Flames won the last two regular season meetings, and then, of course, four of the six in the postseason. Here's Engelund with a shot from the far side. Stop! Rebound! Great glove save by Miller as he takes a goal away from Jones, who appeared to have a little opening there.
Did have a bit of an opening, and quick on the one-timer.
Ooh. Derek Dorsett kneeling on top of a member of the Flames in the Canucks crease, and now Bolig goes in there. Bolig and Prust, who have already fought tonight, might go again.
Now
Spezza grabs him. Ooh, this thing could get ugly.
It's Matt Stajan at the bottom of that pile with Dorsett. They push and shove. Youngster Ben Hutton involved.
Some of the same guys that were on the ice when things exploded between these two teams in their Stanley Cup playoff series last season.
It's not done yet either, I might add.
As a matter of fact, I think four of the five Flames on the ice right now were on the ice at Rogers Arena for that melee.
True. Bolig's on his way to the box.
Some frustration from the Flames here. We'll take a timeout, let everybody cool off, and let the referees sort out the penalties. 5:27 left in the third period here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. The Holman season opener has not gone the way the Flames were hoping that it would. The Canucks up 39-24 on the shot clock and 4-1 on the scoreboard. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Purchasing and owning a vehicle can be a real inconvenience. Lexus of Calgary removes that stress with the convenience of at-home or work vehicle presentations, dealership Bodo massage chairs, specialty coffees, pastries, and more. Relax and enjoy the Lexus of Calgary automotive experience.
At Lexus of Calgary, it's about more than just the vehicle. It's about the experience. Let us wow you with our renowned complimentary VIP services. Indulge yourself in a luxurious vehicle with the service to match. Visit LexusofCalgary.com for details.
Before the game, after the game, anytime you need a bite to eat, Tom's House of Pizza is the place to be. Enjoy a classic thin crust pizza made with plentiful fresh toppings, or try their new gluten-free crust. With many items made in-house and lots of locally sourced ingredients, you'll taste the difference quality makes. Pop in on your way to the Dome or watch the game at one of Tom's adjoining pubs and enjoy their great daily specials. Tom's House of Pizza, with five locations in Calgary and Okotoks, serving Calgarians since 1963. Tom's House of Pizza, pizza made to perfection.
Hockey Central and The Big Show are live from Road Sport Auto Credit. 1734 50th Street Southeast Friday. Matt and Rob live at Road Sport Auto Credit. Proud sponsors of the three stars for Flames Radio. You too can be the first star. Stop by Road Sport Auto Credit to enter to win a car after every Flames home game. Added bonus this season, when it's the Battle of Alberta Flames and Oilers, Road Sport will give away three cars. Come by and say hi. Check out the inventory. Get a new ride for the long weekend.
Live from Road Sport Auto Credit. Regardless of credit, with two pay stubs and $29, RoadSport Auto Credit guarantees your credit for an auto loan today. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey continues on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
fans, if a shootout is required to decide the game, it will be brought to you by Calgary Lock and Save. It's Gun Safety Month. Save up to 50% on top models of gun safes. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com for details.
Lou, if you're not going to play well and you're going to lose, you might as well lose by multiple goals, because I think maybe it makes life a little bit easier for the coaches in reinforcing what they need their players to do in order to be successful.
Agreed.
Brent Kulak trying to get something going offensively for the Flames, and this is first regular season home game. Made his National Hockey League debut in the season finale on the road in Winnipeg last April. Here comes Frolik, moving it in front, Bennett centers it, Juris the redirection, great save by Miller. Pretty, maybe his best of the game.
Pretty three-way passing play. Frolik, Bennett, Juris driving hard to the net. Bennett laid it right on his tape in the crease, and Juris just failed to slide it through Ryan Miller, who's been solid. Save number 24, you're right, might have been his best.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's left. Monahan will take the draw against Horvat. Ball start by Hudler and Hamhuis. Horvat wins the faceoff. Flames were really good in the faceoff circle in the first period. Haven't been nearly as good in the second and third periods. Here comes Bartkowski, Cleo to the red line. Crosses center and dumps it in. Giordano will grab it in the near quarter and slap it up the near side. Nod out. Horvat holds it in for the Canucks. Horvat now coughs it up. Gaudreau picks it up, takes a look, and saucers it up the right wing side. Hamilton looking for the puck, can't find it. Hamhuis will grab it instead and leave it in behind the net for Bartkowski. Bartkowski back to Hamhuis, who plays it rink wide up the right wing side for Bata. Bounces it off the boards. Horvat steps it and shoots. Good blocker saved by Ramo. Boy, this is going to sound strange in a 4-1 hockey game. Ramo's maybe been the brightest star for the Flames tonight.
No, it doesn't sound strange. It's the truth.
Here comes Wyman up the right wing boards. He'll cross the Canucks line and dump it in. A little bit more than 4 minutes to play in the third period. The Flames behind by a count of 4-1. Big body check by Ferland on Hutton as Henrik Sedin will pick up the loose puck and bank it off the end boards to Spezza. Spezza to Daniel Sedin, who drops it to Henrik. He'll swing it up the right wing side. Hutton hit by Ferland again. Michael Ferland trying to make an impact. He certainly had a huge one in that six-game series between the Flames and the Canucks last spring.
He's been one of the better Flames in this game.
Now Daniel Sedin plays it up the left wing side. Henrik saucers it in front. Sutter settles it down, takes it in behind the net, puts on the brakes, tries the wraparound, but can't push it past Ramo. Now Daniel, near side, Henrik shoots and he scores! On a pass from his brother Daniel, Henrik Sedin roofs the puck. And the Canucks take a 5-1 lead.
You have to give Brandon Sutter a lot of credit. He has fit in very nicely, managed pucks, moved them to good areas. That time runs a bit of a pick down low on the captain, frees some room. Michael Backlund doesn't close on Henrik Sedin. Had a little bit of room to shoot it in and said one of the keys was your ability to contain the Twins. The Twins have not been contained.
A long list of things the Flames will work on between tonight's game and Saturday night's rematch with the Canucks at Rogers Arena in Vancouver. Defensive zone coverage has to be, if not at the top of the list, near it. This hockey is chopped into the Canucks zone, but the Flames end up going offside on the play. Again, they just simply look out of sync. I think that's the simplest way to put it.
In all three zones.
Yes.
In all three zones. And, again, I always want to give credit where credit is due. I bet if you were to ask Willie Desjardins and the coaching staff, they have performed their game plan almost to a T. Their puck management has been very good. Good shoot-ins. They've placed pucks beautifully. And all of their lines, they've rolled them over. They've played with some physicality. After the first 5 or 6 minutes, can't take anything away from the visitors.
Hockey beyond the Canucks net. Bartkowski bounces it up the far boards to Burrows, who's being mobbed. He loses it. Bennett finds it and drops it to Kulak. Kulak shoots right into the gut of the goaltender Miller, who holds on. And now Juris and Bartkowski get into it. Burrows steps in there. And now Frolik does is... We've got another skirmish well after the whistle.
And that's just frustration. this one will not make the Flames brass very happy. Yes, it's only one game, but this is a very uncharacteristic effort for the Flames.
I can count on one hand how many times last season fans started exiting the building before the horn sounded at the end of the third period, with the Flames behind.
And I'm not sure you'd make it to finger four.
Yeah, half the building is empty now. Certainly a disappointing start
to
the regular season.
It's been a tough night, it really has.
Didn't start that way.
First 7-8 minutes,
ooh,
they looked terrific.
And I must admit, I've on a couple of occasions wondered where the game would have gone if the Flames would have taken advantage of one of those many opportunities they had early in the hockey game. They didn't. The Canucks able to hold down the fort, weather the storm, and they've been terrific ever since. Here comes Jones up the right wing side. He centers the puck, but it bounces over the blade of Ferland's stick. And now Verbata tries to clear, but can't, as Jones will grab it and drop it to Ferland, who leaves it for Wyman. He shoots, and that shot gets ripped right over top of the Canucks net. Puck held in left point, Russell, across the line to Wideman. He'll feather it in behind the Canucks net, but the Flames, at the end of a shift, back off to make a change.
And one of the few sequences since that early stretch in the first that the Flames were able to put three consecutive passes back to back to back, and it ended up in a scoring chance for Wideman, who blew it high and wide.
Juris and Bartkowski in their respective penalty boxes after that last little get-together. It's a little four-on-four hockey here late in the third period with the Canucks out in front by four. Here's Spezza left point. Steps by Boma. Centers. Sutter looking for a second of the game. Can't get a shot off. And now Backlund will leave it in the far quarter for Hamilton. It gives the puck back to Backlund, and he'll drop the Kulak. He plays it up the left wing side to Boma. He'll boot the puck into the Canucks zone. Tanev, who's been terrific tonight, will pick it up in the far corner and set up the breakout as the Flames back off the change, and the Canucks will as well. Tanev up the right wing boards. Daniel Sedin out to center ice, ahead to Edler, leads the rush, gets a weak shot off. It's gloved down by Ramo, who with one hand on his stick, sweeps it up the far side to Wideman, and he'll deliver a pass to Bennett. Bennett up the middle to Frolik. He steps in. Frolik shoots, and he's stopped by Miller. Now Russell, a shot, booted away by the Canucks goaltender. Two more good saves for Ryan Miller. Here comes Henrik Sedin across the Flames line with less than a minute left. Spins, centers it in front. Edler back to Hutton, who can't get a shot through to the net, as Russell will weave his way out to the neutral zone and push it up the left wing side. Juris spins away from Hutton and now gets hauled down by Hutton, but gets the puck right back. Juris, left point, Engelin shoots, diving block by Cracknell, and the puck's going to ricochet off his equipment over the glass and into the netting. 32.2 seconds left in this hockey game.
Henrik and Daniel both with big nights. Brandon Sutter has had an excellent game. Tanev, Hamhuis, Edler. I've even liked Bartkowski in the game. Miller's been solid. Canucks have been sharp.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's right. Backlund will take the draw against Cracknell. Backlund wins it. Picks up the puck himself. Pushed off of it, gets it back, centers it. Juris trying a shot, blocked by Spezza. Here's Kulak, he shoots, bouncing puck in front. Backlund shoots, Miller makes the save, and he holds on.
Nice work by Brett Kulak to walk the line, wait for a lane to open, got the puck to the net. Michael Backlund, Johnny on the spot. But Ryan Miller, as he's been all night when he's needed to be, pretty calm and cool back there. The 35-year-old veteran from East Lansing, Michigan.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's left. Juris will take the draw against Cracknell. Bit of a scramble draw. Juris one-hands the puck to Miller, who easily stops his weak shot as Spezza will lift it high off the glass and down the ice. And got an icing call against the Canucks with 11.3 seconds left.
Back to the drawing board at practice tomorrow. And remember, it's only one game, and this team lost to the Canucks October 8th of last season, 4-2. But it will be a quick reminder of how this team needs to play to be successful.
Puck lifted off the glass and down the ice in the final few seconds. We'll come off the clock here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. The Flames certainly did not play to their potential in their home and season opener tonight, as the Vancouver Canucks beat them convincingly by a final score of 5-1. The Canucks also outshoot the Flames 44-30 tonight.